Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. No end to the violence in Iraq. Car bombs tore through a Najaf funeral procession in Karbala's main bus station yesterday. A total of 60 people were killed, while more than double that amount suffered wounds in the two Shiite holy cities. In the capital, gunmen launched a polled ambush, executing three election officials in their campaign to disrupt next month's parliamentary ballot. The attacks over the weekend were yet another example of how the insurgents have managed to counter the American offensive to regain control of the country. Perhaps only half of the country will agree with the decision by Time magazine to name President Bush for the second time Person of the Year. Publication says the president's re-election and reshaping the rules of politics to fit his 10-gallon hat leadership style were the reason for the selection. Magazine's editors tapped Bush for sharpening the debate until the choices bled, for reframing what he called reality to match his design, for gambling his fortunes and ours on his faith and power of leadership. President Bush will be sworn in next month for the second term amid the tightest security in inaugural history, with police planning to search everyone of tens of thousands of people expected to line the parade route. Behind the scenes, thousands of specialized law enforcement and military personnel will stand ready to respond to any contingency measure. Security plans and planners say they have seen no intelligence indicating terrorists will attempt to target the first inauguration since Al-Qaeda's attack against the United States on September 11, 2001. But authorities are preparing for the worst, even as they strive for as open and accessible an event as possible. Worry about debt is weighing on shoppers this holiday season, but it isn't keeping them from paying with plastic. The Associated Press poll recently. 3/4 of Americans surveyed said they have credit cards, and of those who do, 4 in 10 plan to use them for holiday purchases, but 1/2 of those polled said they worry about the money they owe. 20% say that they worry most of the time about their overall debts. Some 16% of those with credit cards said they do not trust themselves to manage their own credit card debts. And small apartments are out of reach for most minimum wage earners. That's according to an annual report from the National Low Income Housing Coalition. Group finds the typical worker needs to make more than $15 an hour to afford the average rent and utilities in a two-bedroom apartment. More than a quarter of the population makes less than $10 an hour. Low-income advocacy group report cites government numbers showing that hourly wage increases over the past year have failed to keep up with increases in rent and utilities. And speaking of rent, racial animosity and revenge are among the possible motives in the fires that caused $10 million in damage in Maryland's largest residential arson case, according to a federal investigator this past weekend. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
Ah, good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
How can I help you this lovely morning?
Well, I need a turkey.
Good.
Enough for 8 people.
Ah, this one ought to do the trick. Let's see, 22 pounds, it comes to $38.50.
Hmm, looks good. Now, can I get that with 0% financing?
What?
Or maybe $2,000 cash back?
Lady, I'm a butcher, not a banker. How about a free turkey baster?
Remember, great deals like these and more can only be found at Kia's year-end event. 0% financing, cash back, great deals on the entire Kia line. Like $2,000 cash back on the 2004 Sorento, the rugged midsize SUV with a 3.5-liter V6 and Kia's unsurpassed 10-year 100,000-mile warranty. Because only Kia can offer stylish, well-equipped cars for a lot less than the competition.
Okay, how about a 10-year warranty?
How about giblets?
So hurry, Kia's year-end event ends January 3rd, only at Kia.
Cash back from Kia Motors America. Short-term financing available to well-qualified buyers through qualified lender. Must take delivery of retail stock by 1305. See retailer for warranty and center details or go to Kia.com.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price.
lesson.
I know. It's what's inside that counts.
Look for Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Malt-O-Meal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
The Mike Malloy Show.
We are increasing the capability of the Iraqi security forces every day. The Iraqi security forces? The people we are training to kill their fellow countrymen? The ones who are taking the training and laughing and taking the weapons and joining the resistance? Is that what he's talking about? We're going to have 125,000 trained and equipped by the end of January, and then 200,000.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm Mark Maron, along with Mark Riley. It's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and we've got classic bits and all new stuff for you today, because this is Morning Sedition. Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, fans of Morning Sedition. How are you? Happy holidays. Mark and I are gone. Right, Mark?
Gone.
We're gone. We're not here.
In the ether.
You're not hearing us right now. No, we are in the ether.
Yes.
But we are not in the studio. But I tell you, you got to listen, because we're not doing your standard best of this week. We're not just, you know, rolling out old hours. You know, we've got new interviews with Judy Gold. We've got Reverend Barry Lynn. We've got Professor George Lakoff. Food critic Alan Richman is going to be with us. And we're doing some hours throughout the week that are just our best comedy bits. Dream Diaries, Lawton Smalls, Ribble Agendas, bam, 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 just out full packed hours of all the best Morning Sedition comedy.
Yeah, and yeah. We got a lot of other stuff coming up, too. I mean, you know, holiday movies, you name it, we're doing it here.
We talked about all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
We get all these fun pre-tapes, like the one we're doing right now.
Is that what this is, a fun pre-tape?
It's sort of a fun pre-tape.
Okay.
We spent hours doing pre-tapes because we wanted our Morning Sedition audience to have new product, new content to enjoy and not just, you know, feel like we abandoned them somehow. So today's show, we have comedian Eddie Brill, and we've got our first face-to-face interview with Time Magazine's Baghdad Bureau Chief Michael Ware, Mick Ware.
Mick Ware, man, incredible guy, an incredible interview.
So what do you say we start off with James Walcott? He's a media critic. He's author of Attack Poodles and Other Media Mutants. He's also a regular contributor to Vanity Fair. You know, there's so much going on in the media, and you know, he's a very smart guy. I've always liked reading his columns. In the media, we have rampant censorship, irresponsible news outlets, that little daddy's boy Michael Powell, and James Walcott was here to help us sort all that stuff out. It was a great conversation. Let's go to that. What do you say, Riley?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay. So, Jim, help us out here. We're trying to figure out what the hell this Powell guy is up to and why.
Well, I think he's got a political, he may have political ambitions, but I also think that he loves being the center of attention.
Uh-huh.
He loves the fact that everyone waits to see what he will do. You know, will he levy a big fine? Will he give a press conference? You know, when will he come in? It's sort of like the way that people like, you know, a George Steinbrenner.
Mm-hmm.
Steinbrenner knows that the reporters are waiting for him to explode if the Yankees have a losing streak.
Mm.
For example, during the whole thing about Saving Private Ryan, when stations didn't run it for fear of what could happen, he could have preempted that. He could have come out and said, well, this is a very serious motion picture, and frankly, I don't see any real problems with this picture if... You know, they're told in advance it has graphic language and violence. He didn't do that. He let it hang in the air. And I think he likes to do that. I think he really likes being the center of attention, having people attend to him.
Playing games with our head?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But why is he, you know, consistently pandering to this sort of, you know, over-the-top minority of close-minded people that want to define the morality of the country?
Well, because I think he knows that makes people happy in the Bush administration.
Okay, so he is kissing the administration.
Yeah, he is doing that, and I think he does it. But I also think that he's got just a personal narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I think is going to be interesting to see is I see the right wing already beginning to beat the tom-toms on this, and it's about the Oscars. Mm-hmm. And if Michael Moore's movie gets nominated for Best Picture, I've already seen Michael Medved on TV getting worked up about this.
Really? And what's the angle?
Well, the angle is this is Hollywood's way of sticking it to Bush and the red states.
Oh, man.
They couldn't win the election, so they're going to nominate Michael Moore. And, of course, the other thing they're going to compare it to is how many nominations Mel Gibson gets
right.
in The Passion.
For The Passion. Yeah.
Because they want to make, you know, they want to make the case of Hollywood is heathen. Heathen and anti-American. And they don't really honor Christians. So I've already seen them begin, because the nominations, it's all in the works now. They're beginning to get worked up. It's part of the whole thing with the culture war.
What is it with that, you know, honor? Why do they think Mel Gibson honored Christians? This guy made $500 million on Christ's Back. You know, he made a mediocre movie that was, you know, basically just a torture movie that didn't deal with the teachings of Christ. How do they, I don't understand how they validate that as being worthy or moral.
Well, I think it's because the movie was sold through Christian groups and Christian churches.
But that means, you know, they were just screwed by Mel Gibson's company, just like they're screwed by their pastors.
But what I think is so funny about Michael Medved is he's the opposite of Brent Bazell, because Brent Bazell's always angry. He's like the handyman on The Simpsons. You know, he's always upset. But Michael Medved, he has that kind of pained, constipated look, like. He goes, I know that a lot of people in Hollywood, they say they think The Passion might have been anti-Semitic, but I really think it's because they don't really, honor Christianity. And so he does it as if he doesn't really want to say these things. He's come to this reluctant conclusion.
Yeah. The weird thing is, though, Jim, is it's like, you know, what does the media look like to these people? I don't understand. You know, they ran Stern off the air in the year. What did they watch? What does it look like to them? I mean, we got an awful lot of channels to fill, and arguably it's filled with crap to begin with. I can't even imagine the type of crap it would be filled if these guys had their way.
Well, I think I don't even know how much of the media they actually watch. I mean, because a lot of their complaints, you'll realize, are about things they haven't seen. Mm. Often it's about things that haven't even come out yet. And they're upset about things in advance. Mm. You know, so they're laying the groundwork. I mean, right. I think they just use the media. I don't even know how much they actually watch.
You mean this is a matter of I haven't seen it, but I know I don't like it?
Well, you know, it's classic. You know, the person who does this all the time is Pat Buchanan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would say things like, no, I mean, I've only seen a couple of the Robert Mapplethorpe photographs, but I know that we don't want that such and such. Or when Rudy Giuliani led the attack against the Brooklyn Museum over the Sensation Show, he hadn't seen the artwork, but he knew this was a good situation to exploit. You know,
he knew somehow in his moral framework that a Madonna made out of elephant poop cannot really.
Well, and really, how many of these people who complain about Fahrenheit 9/11? How many of them actually saw it?
Right,
Jim Walker. There's something else that bothers me about this. There is at some point a disconnect between what many of these organizations, like the Parents Television Council and others, say they want,
mm-hmm.
and what the American people, rightly or wrongly, actually want.
Mm-hmm.
Can the culture wars ever be won until that divide is reconciled?
No, and the thing is, I don't think it'll be won by the right, because there's too much money on the other side. The fact is, Rupert Murdoch, for example, Time Warner, they all run these pay-per-view movie channels.
Yes.
And a lot of that money comes from pornography. They make a lot of money on that.
Mm.
And they're not going to surrender that. Look at HBO and The Sopranos. I mean, at what point will Michael Powell or somebody say, oh, you know, that language on The Sopranos or the brutality against women is just insupportable? If that happens, you're going to have a lot of people going, well, wait a minute. Now, wait. You start messing with the Sopranos.
Yeah. That's true. These guys, they play both sides. And the only people that seem to be at being used by this are both these Christian propagandists and also us who gets worked up about it. Because the real money, and these people, a lot of them, are Republicans. You know, they're just playing both sides. They're just making a buck. They don't care.
Yeah. Well, look, if you look at what the Fox Entertainment shows, you know, shows like Nip Tuck and things like that. These are very graphic, raunchy shows. But at the same time, Fox News, you know, and actually some people have pointed this out, Fox News loves to have porno stars on, even as they're complaining at the world. But they love it. And in fact, Jenna Jameson, her memoir came out published by HarperCollins, which is owned by Murdoch. It's part of the Murdoch thing. But Jenna Jameson would be on the Fox News shows.
Yeah.
You know, but these are the
it's
same.
It's all symmetrical.
Yeah.
What do you make of that? What do you make of the pornification of culture right now? Because it just seems that, like, when I was younger, strippers and porn was still sort of esoteric. But now it's very mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of resistance to it. Is that just a marketing thing? Is it just do you see something deeper?
Well, I think it's because it is now so pervasive, but also some of the porn stars, they learned how to package them their stories as, I came up through a very abusive background.
Sure. Yeah.
But I used that.
Yeah.
And, but, you know.
And damn, I'm good.
I'm good. You know, the thing was, I was molested by an uncle. And now I have sex with men on the set, and somehow I'm empowered.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And so they learn how to package their story, but also it's also just the nature of the media. When I was growing up, there were no DVDs. There was no cable porn. There was none of that. And then once
you really had to look for it.
You had to. It was really Playboy, and then a little bit later, Penthouse.
Then the creepy kid whose uncle had something.
There was always things in drawers.
Exactly.
You know,
now apparently they have these big box retail stores off interstates all over the country, and particularly they target rural areas where there's no laws on the books against these
porno stores.
Porn
Walmarts.
Well, remember the guy who was taking photographs of the license plates outside of them? I thought, he's going to die. He keeps that up. He's going to get shot.
We're going to be back with Jim Walcott. We're going to try and address, you know, the shakeups at the news, on news shows at the major networks and see what we come up with that. We're talking to Jim Walcott. It's Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition. It's more than just a commute companion. Listen online at morningsedition.com when you get to work, courtesy of Air America Radio.
Do you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing Internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Homeowners, if your resolution for 2005 is to save more money, imagine reducing your monthly mortgage payment up to 45%. That's right, you can lower your house payment up to 45% with Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Call 800-655-3911. Quicken Loans' Smart Choice interest-only loan makes it possible. It's the flexible mortgage that can reduce your payments by hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. Just call 800-655-3911 and find out what Quicken Loans can do for you. In just a few short minutes, Quicken Loans can show you how to lower your payments up to 45% each month. Homeowners nationwide are discovering the difference Quicken Loans makes, and you should too. Don't you want to lower your mortgage payments up to 45%? Call Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call now, 800-655-3911.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying the biggest selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Welcome back. You're listening to Morning Sedition. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Hi.
We got more with James Wolcott from Vanity Fair and from his book Attack Poodles and Other Media Mutants right now. Apparently, reporters have ranked very low on a Gallup poll of people who are truthful. Yeah. And that's interesting. Like, you know, TV reporters are a little higher on this ranking than newspaper reporters. But what is happening with the nature of reporting and integrity in the changing of the guard at CBS and NBC and this idea that Brian Williams is now being encouraged to be funny,
mm-hmm.
you know, as the news anchor? What's going on with this stuff?
Well, they're trying to personalize everything. You know, mm-hmm. CNN, for example, the new guy who took over CNN said he wants the inner personality of these people to come out. And you realize, of course, there is no inner personality of Wolf Blitzer. I mean, who are we kidding? I mean, he's a robot. And, in fact, you know, even in the comedy, they do little comedy promos now.
I saw those.
Yeah, and they're very deadpan. Some of them are well done. They're very deadpan. But you actually don't know anything more about the anchors.
Only Lou Dobbs is the guy that he's all riled up. I'm not saying I like him, but he's got a little personality.
Yeah, he's riled up. But yeah. But Wolf Blitzer, the others.
Anderson Cooper, what's going on there?
Well, you know, I like Anderson Cooper, but he's very suave. He's very debonair, mm-hmm. you know.
I used to be suave and debonair. That was in the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, and we saw pictures on the website.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, listen, I got to ask you this, mm-hmm. because, you know, we've also been seeing all of this turmoil. You know, Brokaw's gone, Rather's mm-hmm. getting ready to go. And there's some people who say that network news, as we now know it, is going with this last generation of anchors. True or false?
Well, I think it's going to continue to erode, but there is a, still a prestige attached to it. There's still something to it on the big events,
right?
You know, that you want your anchor there. You mm-hmm. want your big guy there. I mean, the audience is, you know, is eroding, but it's still a bigger audience than most of the cable shows get. Mm-hmm. And these people do become stars, and then they head up this, you know, their specials and things like that. I mean, one of the things I found absurd about Brian Williams is they're really packaging him as the NASCAR guy. You know, I mean, he's a NASCAR fan, and you know, the notion that he's going to appeal to the red states. He's not some you know wet, you know, East Coast elitist. But the other thing is they do the ads now that really tie in with the Bush administration, because the ads.
Those terror alerts, remember them?
Yeah, they definitely had an agenda. Now, but what about the comedy element? This idea that Brian Williams, are they trying to sort of integrate the Daily Show model into regular news, because so many people said that we get our news from the Daily Show, that now everything's got to have this sardonic edge to it?
I don't think they'll do it so much with the broadcast. I think it's all to make these guys personalities.
Okay.
To make them brand names.
So they're not going to do stories and go, psst.
No. But what you will see, and we've been seeing this for some time, these guys, you know, they have gone on the show in the past, like the Letterman or whatever, mm-hmm. and done sort of their deadpan things.
Yeah.
Well, Brian Williams, I've done Conan with him. He's a very funny guy.
Yeah.
In some respects. Yeah. I mean, because it's surprising when you get a newscaster that's got gets off of the news and all of a sudden he's cracking jokes and hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's a congenial, funny person.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, you know, people who hang around newsrooms, like, they pick it up. It's a very joshing, you know, sarcastic atmosphere.
Yeah.
But with the Anchorman, you've got to have that voice so that it makes it funnier because you're doing it kind of deadpan. You're not expecting it.
Right. So what do you see on the air these days that's getting you crazy or you think is great? What do you make of this this Desperate Housewives phenomenon?
Well, you know, what I think is absurd about it is people are talking about it as if it's really realistic. I mean, the whole thing is that it's so completely a fantasy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, come on, Nicolette. I mean, we'd all like the notion of Nicolette Sheridan washing the car in a slow motion. You know, I mean, all of these incredible babes, you know, and leading their lives. I mean, to me, it's as much a fantasy as Sex and the City was, you know,
right.
Because nobody could live the life that those gals lived in Sex and the City.
Well, that washing the car thing, that's like hackneed almost.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It is, because, doesn't it go all the way back to Cool Hand Luke?
Yeah, I think it does.
I mean, it was. It was
when the prisoners are on the bus.
Right,
and
right.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's like a shot from inside the car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. And George Kennedy, they're all sitting there drooling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it goes back to that. But you know, that's fine. I mean, people need that sort of fantasy escapism, and it's, you know, it's well done. It's well paced. It gives them a chance to use really beautiful performers, and that's what they really want to do. They want to show off body.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was porn.
No. It's everything now. That's exactly it. It's the pornification of society. We'll be back with comedian Eddie Brill after this. It's 28 past the hour. This is Morning's Edition on Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Does going to the doctor make you nervous? Does sitting in a dentist chair make you crazy? Does flying make you want to jump out of your skin, if not the plane? Do social situations make you reach for alcohol? Are you carrying pills for anxiety or depression in your pocket or purse right now? Have you heard these radio commercials before and said, "Hey, that's me," and yet you haven't called for this free tape? Are you really willing to let anxiety rob you of happiness and confidence forever? Do you want to continue to depend on alcohol or medication for relief? You've only got one life. Do you know there really is a better way? Please call right now for a wonderful free tape that could change your life and show you how to help yourself. Help is just a phone call away. Call 1-800-600-9202 for this wonderful free tape. That's 1-800-600-9202. Call 1-800-600-9202.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are Speaking for Virtue at MOTTOCitizens.com.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus, and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus, and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
The Maturity Report.
Guys like the South Park guys are so relentlessly cruel about people in the entertainment industry who get involved in politics as if somehow that is taboo or that they're so dumb they shouldn't be allowed to be involved in it.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
Those are the only ambassadors we have anymore. The only goodwill. Everybody likes Drew Barrymore, right? So why not have artists be the activists and the diplomats, if you will?
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Yes, it is.
He's right there. I see him. You know, it's 34 past the hour, and we got Eddie Brill coming up. This is a conversation we had with Eddie about late-night comedy, about him booking late-night on the David Letterman show, about doing comedy overseas, about me. He's known me since I was like 10, it seems. Richard Pryor comes into the conversation, also Eddie's political ideology. All that with Eddie Brill right now.
Eddie Brill has been seen on everything twice.
Including this chair. Now, this is the only thing I've been seen on once, this chair.
You've been on every... I loved it. There was one of the credits, I think, in one of the old intros. It's like, he's been on hundreds of TV shows and was in six countries or
right.
something.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How many countries have you been on TV?
In six.
Really?
Yeah. In Ireland and England and Australia and...
I did
in America and Canada and Hong Kong.
Really? Yeah. Hong Kong television?
Yeah.
I went to the, you did that Hong Kong gig?
Yeah, there's two of them. There's an American one and then there's the British one. But since I'm considered a British comic,
yeah.
I do all the great British gigs because the British, owned Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So now they're over there, all the Brit guys, and they're stuck, and they're dying for any English entertainment.
Yeah.
So you go over there, and it's just, you're a hero.
I did the other
guy. Hero!
I did the other one. I did the, I guess, the American Hong Kong Beijing thing. That was pretty good. It was kind of weird.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the Great Wall of China. I never thought I'd do that. And you know what? It's great.
It's fantastic. You know what the greatest gig in the world is? It's in Paris. France.
I heard about this gig.
Rich Hall says, Eddie, you got to do this gig. You go to Paris. It's fantastic. Yeah. You go there, and it's the greatest crowds ever. And I went, okay. So I get there, and I meet this guy who's the guy in charge, and he has, like, you know, leaves in his hair and, you know, and, like, tea bags coming out of his jacket. You know, weird guy, striped shirt, you know, leather pants, you know, just weird guy. But turned out to be the greatest guy in the world. And he says, okay, you do 45 minutes up front, and then we take a break, and then you do another 45.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I went inside. I said, what? And I went, okay. So I went back to the hotel room, and I called Rich Hall. I go, what did you get me into?
Yeah.
He says, well, it's the greatest gig I've ever done. It's like a jazz club for comics. You just riff, and you can really work. He says, work the crowd for the first 45, take a break, and then do material in the next break. So I started smoking again that night. I really was nervous for the first time in years.
Yeah.
So I go out there, and I start working the crowd, and it's really going nicely. And I'm saying, this is fantastic. So I look at my watch. I figured I'd done about 35 minutes or so. I want to see how much more time I have before I have to take the break. And I had done an hour and 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. So then I said, well, we'll take a break. I came back in another hour. And every night I've ever done this gig, I've done at least 2 hours. I don't have 2 hours.
It's weird. But sometimes you just get in the groove and it just goes right by. It's like, it's one of the greatest gifts as a comic you could ever ask for is to look at your watch and go, wow, I'm done.
Yeah, that is the greatest gift. And the second one is when you reach in your hand in a really lousy gig and you can feel the check.
Yeah.
In your pocket.
I used to be sort of superstitious about that. I didn't want them to give me the money before I did the show because I thought it would turn something off and be like, I got the money. Whatever.
Oh, no. There's a few gigs that I've done where I'm glad I got the money.
Give me the money now.
Like, Jeff Ross once asked me to do this bachelor party, and I said, there's no way I'll ever do a bachelor party because I heard all the stories about it.
It's $5,000.
You know, so he said, and it's cash, you know. So they gave it to me up front, and I worked out a top 10 list for them.
Yeah.
It was all the stuff, and I don't really even write the top 10 list, but I helped. I got the help from the staff, and I really worked hard on this gig, and I get there, and they just were not into it. They wanted strippers. They didn't want me, and I'm so glad I had the money because they were like, they weren't laughing, and I'm saying, look, so some guy yells out, tells a joke at the bachelor party, and everyone laughs, and then I tell a joke, and then somebody else says, I've got a joke, and the guy in charge goes, we paid this guy thousands of dollars. Let him tell the joke. And I'm just, the longest
cut to
half hour.
And he's got his boobs out.
It was worth it.
No, well, you bring up the Letterman show, and I didn't bring that up in your intro. Right. You do work. You do the warm-up for the Letterman show.
Yeah.
You do, and you do some writing, I guess, for the Letterman show. But
well, I don't really do writing. I in the commercial breaks, I'll give Letterman a line or two, and that's really fun.
Let's talk about Letterman. Okay. You want to? Because I've done the show a few
times. He's a very private guy. I'm not going to give up stuff about
him. I don't mean that about that. You know, it's just that, like, I have found, you've worked there for a few years. The last time I did the show, he actually talked to me, which was exciting.
Yeah.
You know, the first two times, it was like, you know, he just waved. You know? He waved from his desk.
Actually came up to you and said, you know, does that stuff really work
in clubs? Yeah, he sat me in the chair. He's like, does that stuff really work in clubs?
Yeah, because he loved the material. He was happy that you took chances, which a lot of comics don't do in the world. That's what he respects. There's so many myths about Letterman. Like before I got the job, they said, you can't be edgy, you can't talk about politics, you can't talk about religion, he doesn't like female comics. These are the rumors.
Yeah.
But it's all of those things that are untrue. He likes smart comics. He's the best boss I've ever had.
Yeah, I've always, like, I love the guy. I mean, like, I've been watching him since college, since, like, I'm very, sort of, like, tied in with it, you know? And I noticed, tell me, am I wrong, that after, first, the two things have happened emotionally that have changed a guy. I mean, after the heart surgery, I think he was a different guy.
Definitely. Like, who wouldn't be?
No, right, but in a good way. Like, something like he was a lot more embracing, he got a little softer. It was like, some people were like, yeah, he's losing his edge. I'm like, no, he's becoming a whole person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then when he had his baby, it's like, you know, it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to him in his life. To watch him change like that was just, you know, almost makes me want to have a baby.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm abstinent.
That's amazing.
You know.
You're right.
No, wait, do you book
some of the comics?
I book all the comedians. That's the other job. So, about 4 years into it, you know, we became close, which was incredible, surreal. The most surreal thing is that I can book myself on the show.
Yeah, really?
I'm very good about that because I can book myself on a year and a half.
The 50 TV appearances?
Yeah.
100?
Oh, you know, when I say six different countries, did I say that? Oh, that's kind of like appears in six different countries. No, what happened is, I was booked five times. I booked myself three times, which is... Well, two and a half years ago, I said, what do I want for my birthday? I said, yeah, I want to be on the Letterman show. And I did. I put myself on for my birthday. But, you know, so he and I, you know, get close, and we talk a lot about comedy, and there were not a lot of great comics on the show, not a lot of comics on the show.
Yeah. He looked at me when he said that, because like, you don't understand. As comic, everybody loves Eddie Brill. You know, no one's got a bad thing to say about him. Now, all of a sudden, he's the booker of a show.
And everyone has bad things to say. They make up things about him.
I can't even, when you got that job, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't even imagine the emails, the phone calls.
But it's really not that bad, because people have respect for me, which is really nice, and they don't. There's only been a few people, like two or three along the way, who've been kind of weird, but most people understand. There was not that much comedy, so I told Dave, I'll do the job, but remember, I work all over the world. Everywhere I go, people are going to ask me to do the show. I want a comic every week, and he said, well, we'll have one a month for 3 months, a trial period. Well, the first week, Jeff Stilson did the show. I booked him. I knew he had a set ready.
Times too, right?
He was a writer for the show.
Yeah.
He had a killer set. Letterman called me up to the office and said, you have a comic every week.
Right.
So for 3 years, the first 3 years I booked him, we had a comic every week.
And this year, during that three-year period, I did it once. Yeah, thanks.
Right. But and I'll tell you on the air that, you know, I had a meeting a couple of weeks ago because we didn't have that many this year.
Yeah.
And now we're going to have a lot in 2005. We already got a lot of dates.
Why do you think you're up here?
I said, Mark, you know, we got to put Mark Maron in. Letterman loved Mark Maron. They go, yes, he did. So not only did Letterman say that, but the executive producers acknowledged that they loved your set.
Oh, that's nice.
On the show. So you go. But, you know, there's only a certain amount of spots. If you have 30, 35 spots, the most we've ever had. And you put 35 comics on a year, and there's 20 new ones, and then there's the guys that Letterman wants every year, and his friends. He's very loyal to his friends. It's very hard to...
Who's left from that group?
I guess this year there was Gary Muledeer, and, you know, we always put Bob... You know, there's a lot of guys like that.
Yeah.
And I respect that of him.
It's really nice.
Very good to his friends. He's very good to the staff. He's very loyal to the people who have been loyal to him all the years.
And that's a very decent character trait to have, isn't it? So we'll be back with Eddie Brill. We'll talk about some real stuff. You know, I was just kidding about
that. Of course I do. That's what he was. But deep down inside, there's that, you know, I want to be on again.
Same
for me.
Right.
I haven't done it since June of last year.
Do I have to book you? Do you want me? I'll tell you what. I'll book you. You book me.
That's a deal.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay. I'm going to hold you.
You're serious? I'm getting on, right, in 2005?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
No! Sure. When we come back, we finish up our conversation with Eddie Brill, and we go inside the Iraqi insurgency with Time Magazine's Mick Ware here on Air America Radio.
MorningSedition.com. Our guests, our comedy, your blog. MorningSedition.com. Courtesy of Air America Radio.
Sirius Black's Escape from Azkaban.
By Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Expecto Patronum!
The year's most magical DVD.
Harry!
Includes a conversation with J.K. Rowling and Kurz.
The film is just mind-blowing.
Exclusive, never-before-seen footage and loads of other magical extras.
That's how good.
Not good, brilliant.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Parental guidance suggested. Rated PG. Buy it on DVD.
I have these nightmares. This taco, not just an ordinary taco, but this big, evil taco is haunting me. You see, I was exposed to credit cards in college, and I wasn't the most responsible person back then.
Go, go, go!
I mean, I heard the words credit card and thought, hey, free money! Plane ticket to spring break? Credit card. New skis? Credit card. 135 taco dinners? Bam! Credit card. But hey, it's not too late to do something about your credit. Get ScorePower from Equifax.com. ScorePower gives you your credit report, credit score, and it puts you on the road toward the credit you deserve for just $14.95. So, check out Equifax.com today and get that taco you ate 7 years ago out of your life.
Get ScorePower at Equifax.com or 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Adios, taco.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
'Twas the night before Bull Week from Capital One. It's actually more than a week, December 14th through January 1. My jerseys were piled on my dresser and chair because 21 college bowl games soon would be there. I set up 3 TVs because one wouldn't do. Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC, ESPN 1 and 2. There I sat on my couch like a king in my castle. Thanks to Capital One, I can watch 21 bowl games with absolutely no hassle. From December 14th through January 1, it's all about football and Capital One.
Thank you for calling General Steel for your free information.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your ad says I can build a warehouse, retail store, church, or whatever for nearly half the price. There's got to be a catch.
No catch, sir. If you compare structures, a General Steel building will save you about half the price of similar conventional construction.
Yeah, but what's it going to look like?
They're quite attractive. We can give them the look you want, from stucco to brick to stone. But there is one thing I failed to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
You'll have it erected in about half the time.
Half the time. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but General Steel can get you a new building for about half the cost, and it will go up in about half the time of conventional construction. The size is totally up to you, and the price, amazing. If you need warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space, or if your church or school needs to expand quickly and save money, you need the General. Call for your free information at 1-800-70-STEEL. That's 1-800-70-STEEL. 1-800-70-STEEL.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. An innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free better sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
We're back. It's Morning Edition. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. Let's get back to our conversation with comedian Eddie Brill.
The first time I met you, I guess, was what, at the Comedy Store
in
Los Angeles. When I was working the door out there, yes. And you came out and you were already one of the guys.
The first night I went out and I was kind of, you know, nervous. I'd never worked there. And I did my show, and it was me, then Corey Feldman, then Sam Kinison.
Right.
At the end of the show. My first night.
But the beginning of the night.
Right.
Those nights.
So I finished my set, and I felt pretty good about it.
Yeah.
And some guy comes up to me, like a henchman of Kinison, and says, Sam really liked your set, and he'd like you to come backstage. So I walk up, and he's, like, on a throne, and there's all these, you know, people having sex with him, you know.
Twins.
Yeah, right, exactly. And all these guys, like, making steaks on a barbecue next to him. And he goes, you're really funny. He says, I want you to hang out with us. And it was the beginning. And he was the nicest guy to us. He treated us really well.
I don't know. How long were you hanging around, really?
Long enough to leave in 1989 before I exploded. I was just about to explode. I almost exploded, and that's with my sign.
Oh, geez.
I have a question.
I wish I hadn't exploded.
What was it like with him working a door?
Oh, the doors were greasy.
The dildo.
No, I was making that up. You got really serious for a second. I'm searching. I'm ad-libbing.
Well, no, the screwy thing is about the door job there was everyone was a comic, and it was your sort of rite of passage.
Carlos Mencia was a doorman.
I know Schubert was a doorman, but everyone was a doorman, and you had a certain arrogance to it. This is the most arrogant doorman in the world. You're like, yeah, what?
Yeah, this is my door.
Yeah, yeah. This is not what I want to do, So
I know I'm a doorman, but I'm really a director.
all that. It was crazy. There was such a racket going on. When we were seating in the main room, people would come in, and we'd be scamming them for tips, right? So this room would be like 400 seats. There was a floor section of about 300 seats and a back section. People would be waiting online outside. Yeah. The guys who were working under me would walk them to the back of the room and sit them down in an empty room. And these people would be like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, where's my 100?
Yeah, what does it take to... Exactly. What does it take to sit down there? It's going to cost you about $50 to sit down there.
It was a great time. Yeah. It was a lot, and I would, one night, the dream come true is they hand me a note and they said, get out. They handed me a note and said, when you're done, bring up Richard Pryor. And then I was done. Good night.
Yeah.
I guess it was like at the end of 87, around November or so.
Because when he was trying to come back after he burned himself and everything else, that was...
And he said something to me like, it sounded like, I just didn't hear it. And it was funny because the crowd was like, yeah, right, as he was making his way to the stage. I was like, yeah, right.
It was weird to see him then people forget that Pryor, the amazing thing that Pryor was, that made him amazing was the amount of vulnerability and humanity he was able to bring to the stage with him. And at that time, he was really trying to rebuild himself. He was trying to regroup to get it back together to perform again. I saw a couple nights when he came up at the store, and he had a hard time.
Right, but that's what made it exciting for us as young comics to know that, first of all, here's a guy who, was totally respected, one of the geniuses of all time. He had to work hard. He had to, and also he loved it so much that he couldn't stop going up on stage. So it influences us to go, if this guy's going to work his ass off, we have no excuse whatsoever.
But he once said that the biggest enemy of creativity is fear. And it was just like,
there goes everything, because look at our country. We have a director of fear named Tom Ridge. And
the director of fear.
There you go.
It's orange alert. Remember, vote for Bush. What do you think of Bush now that he's been reelected? I was pretty upset about it, clearly.
Of course, I was completely upset, but I understood, because of the way this country has gone, where we build on fear, it was very funny. I was in the Ukraine this year on a vacation because one of my goals in life is to go around the world and go to different countries every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eastern Europe and South Pacific. I'm next this year.
You went to the Ukraine and Eastern Europe at the same time, I'm hoping.
Well, it's the same thing. No, that's Eastern Europe. That's Eastern Europe.
It is. Yeah, it's Eastern Europe.
So I went there.
Much in the news now.
Yeah. And it was kind of interesting because now you watch the news and they go, hey, I was there. Hey, there's my shoe.
I know that
somebody's hanging on the table. So some guy, there's sitting behind me, this couple.
That's my shoe.
Hanging on the table, little Khrushchev, So this guy behind goes, this Ukrainian girl goes, I'd love to visit New York. And he goes, you don't want to visit New York. There are blacks and there are Russians and there are Jews. And, that's not America. He goes, you have to go to the Midwest. That's America. And she goes, well, what about Atlanta, Florida? Oh, Cubans and blacks. And I'm like, steam is coming out of my ear. Yeah. And normally I wouldn't say anything, but I got up and I went to the girl and I said, look, what this guy's saying is completely wrong. New York is exactly what America is about. It's people from all over the world with different religions and different colors and different ideas trying to get along, and it really works really well. This guy is Nazi Germany. This guy is scared. So he's afraid of freedom, this guy.
Right.
Here's the kind of a guy who is so scared of people who are different than he is. He leaves the city. He goes to the suburbs. He puts a gate around his house. He puts a dog in between the house and the gate, and he puts an alarm system on his house. Is that freedom? That's being in prison.
Right.
And I walked away from the table, and I felt like there should have been music, and it was great. But I, of course, the guy's probably like, New York queer Jew boy or something like that, But I just, that's the way America is. We become this society built on fear, and that's because the biggest problem, the reason why we have so much fear, is politics and religion. But even more importantly, the reason why George Bush is the president is because the same reason why Budweiser is the number one beer in America, the same reason why the best movie, a number one movie in America, is not always the best movie. movie because of advertising and marketing. Karl Rove, whatever you say about him, is a genius. He took this moron and made him the number one guy in America. Mm-hmm. That's why we have Bush as president. That's why I'm not surprised. Of course, you know, you want to move to Europe when you have a Bush as the president, but then you look at Europe, it's the same crap. Anybody who's the kings and queens and presidents, that's the way it is throughout life. So you just...
Yeah. He's proving my theory. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
you are proving my theory as you speak.
Let's get to the theory. We've got a couple minutes.
All right, we got a couple of minutes. My theory is that Bush is, in fact, responsible for a lot of this cultural nonsense that we see. Certainly the reaction to the Janet Jackson, the Ron Artest thing. He doesn't have to he doesn't have to take responsibility for going after a fan and hitting the wrong guy. George Bush hit the wrong country. What's
sure
the problem?
Didn't. That's very
right,
true.
So he's encouraging sort of cheating, he's encouraging lying.
He's encouraging the wholesale evasion of responsibility for anything. He was asked, tell me one mistake you've ever made. I can't think of anything.
And then he's leaving the door open for radicals, like these extreme right Christian radicals, to do what they're going to do. And I think that price to be paid is bad.
No, yeah. And the same thing is anybody who's an extremist in one position, how can you be... say that you're so left-wing that you can't understand why people are conservative. I understand why they're conservative. They work their ass off. They make this money. They don't want to give it away.
Right.
And
yeah.
The right and left-wing people, they're the that's what the world is based on, left-wing people. It's like why Rocky was the number one movie, because people like the underdog, and they want to root for the underdog. Mm-hmm. So both parties should understand that and meet in the middle. It's like so weird that all the Republicans are giving Bloomberg crap about supporting Schumer.
Yeah.
Because they're in different parties. That's all they care about. Schumer's doing a good job. Bloomberg, I don't really think...
We'll see next year.
We'll find out.
The one thing I know for sure is that on both sides there are narrow-minded people.
Right. Yeah. On both left and right. That's why I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm an American. I want everything to be great. I want to have a good time. It's a short life. But let's have a fun.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. We'll be right back after these messages from Congress.
Yeah. So that was cool, wasn't it, Mark, to have Eddie Brill in the studio?
Yeah, that was great. He was a nice guy.
He is a nice guy. We had a good time. It was especially nice to have our next guest in the studio because it meant his life wasn't in danger. I'm talking about Time Magazine's Baghdad Bureau Chief, Michael Ware. He's one of our favorite guests on Morning's Edition. He's usually on the phone with us from Iraq, and our conversations usually sound something like this.
Well, look, with all due respect to the president and the administration, what we say we came here to prevent and to stymie, we had spawned, we have fostered it. These guys were hunting around for a platform to make jihad, to breed the new generation. September 11 was by the generation who fought the Soviet jihad. Well, they needed somewhere to blood the new generation, and we've given it to them. Look at Abu Musab Zarqawi, the leading terrorist here now, who's just been adopted back into the Al-Qaeda fold. Before this war, he was a marginal character, shopping himself around to different terrorist groups. Now he's a pin-up boy. Why? Because he had somewhere to come and play, and that was Iraq. They've now got camps, they've now got safe havens, and they're ready to go again. I've seen this all in Afghanistan. I was there for over a year. Sometimes now out in the bush here, I have to pinch myself to remind me that I'm not with the Taliban.
So it was really great when we got to meet him face-to-face, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Right here within the safe confines of Air America Radio. And we'll hear that interview when we come back. It's 2 minutes before the hour. You're listening to Morning's Edition on Air America Radio.
Ask your doctor if Morning Sedition is right for you. Then listen anyway. Mark Maron and Mark Riley on Air America Radio.
Kmart is making this a holiday to remember. There's so many less fortunate people out there who deserve a nice Christmas. So if you know someone who's down on their luck this season, or if you can't afford your own Christmas, visit lisaatnight.com and follow the instructions. In your message, tell me why you or someone you love deserves a Kmart Christmas and what Kmart should award them with. Remember, it must be something valued up to $500. Visit lisaatnight.com or kmartchristmas.com for official rules. Brought to you by Kmart, making Christmas wishes come true. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited, must be 18 or older to enter.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves.
Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Iraqi authorities in Najaf say they've detained 50 people for questioning in connection with yesterday's deadly car bomb blast. They're also hoping to prevent more attacks by banning cars from entering the downtown area. The number of dead from yesterday's explosion has risen to 54. Funerals for some of the victims are being held today. Thousands of people are taking part in the processions. Suicide blast in the nearby city of Karbala yesterday killed 13 people, wounded 33 others. The attacks are being blamed on Sunni Muslim extremists seeking to derail upcoming legislative elections. Meanwhile, in Indonesia, police in the country report finding a grenade near the Hilton Hotel in Jakarta. A gardener found it near a fence surrounding the sprawling five-star complex in the Indonesian capital. Today's find comes just days after foreign governments warn terrorists are planning attacks on Western targets ahead of Christmas. Australia, the United States, Great Britain, New Zealand, and Japan have all issued warnings. Indonesia's national police chief says the warnings are based on unreliable information. An Al-Qaeda-linked terror group has been blamed for a string of deadly attacks in Indonesia, including the October 2002 Bali nightclub bombings. Chairman of two key Senate committees are countering statements of no confidence in Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, voiced by a growing number of lawmakers over conduct of the war in Iraq. Senator John Warner, Republican of Virginia, the Armed Services Committee chairman, said a change of civilian leadership of the Pentagon now would be too disruptive given the scheduled January 30th elections in Iraq. We should not, at this point in this time, entertain any idea of changing those responsibilities, he told NBC's Meet the Press yesterday. Senator Richard Lugar, fellow Republican of Indiana, chair of the Foreign Relations Committee, added, "We really can't go through that ordeal now or find a successor. Rumsfeld should be held accountable, and he should stay in office," Lugar said. But Senator Chuck Hagel, Republican of Nebraska, said he had no confidence in Rumsfeld, although he stopped short of calling on the secretary to step down. "Find it astounding. Things are worse than they've ever been in Iraq," Hagel told CBS Face Nation. He said it was up to President Bush whether to replace Rumsfeld. More than 1,300 American troops have died since the war began in March of 2003. Meanwhile, soldiers have complained about long deployments and a lack of armored vehicles and other equipment. Rumsfeld has since abandoned use of a mechanical device to sign letters of condolence. Had added to the criticism by Hagel, a Vietnam veteran, and others. Two President Bush's top advisors refused yesterday to rule out the possibility that wealthy people might have to pay more to help cover the cost of the move to partially privatize Social Security. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For over 25 years, we've been brightening people's holidays with the most magical gift. Name a star after someone. For only $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send an incredible personalized gift package and record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. This is an eternal gift that's never forgotten. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor.
Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Randy Rose.
I read a story yesterday or the day before. I think it was in the Washington Post, and it said that a guy had been the victim of a landmine. He had lost a leg, and they brought him back. They did a fabulous job rehabilitating him, did give him a prosthetic leg, and then they sent him back to the combat zone. Used to be you got wounded in that kind of a fashion. When my dad served, when I served, you got wounded like that, then you got to go home, and you got to get out.
Randy Rose on Air America Radio.
I'm Mark Maron, along with Mark Riley. It's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and we've got classic bits and all new stuff for you today, because this is Morning Sedition. Good morning, geniuses, philosopher, kings, and queens. How's everybody doing out there? I'm happy to share this again with you if you didn't hear it the first time. Michael Ware, who is Time Magazine's Baghdad bureau chief and one of our favorite guests, was actually stateside for like a week, and he chose to spend some of that time with us. He has been embedded with the insurgents. He's currently trying to negotiate for the life of a kidnapped coworker. This dude is a deep dude, and he's one of the only guys that has the courage to do the type of reporting that he does. So enjoy our interview with Michael Ware.
Yeah, sometimes when we talk to you on the phone, we're like, you all right over there? Yeah, I just got here for the morning.
So, like, we're just talking on the break. Like, you live in Baghdad now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's the that's my sentence, I'm afraid.
But did you, like, when you get an assignment like this, do you have a choice? I mean, how did this come about? Because you seem to dig the work.
Yeah. A glutton for punishment, I tell you. I don't know what's, you know, my own good.
Yeah.
But, no, it's something that essentially finds you. I mean, if you're willing to do it, then somehow or other you always end up there.
So how long have you been back stateside?
Just a week.
And are you feeling like, are you getting itchy like Martin Sheen in Apocalypse Now? Like, I got to get back in it.
Yeah. Just don't go slamming any doors around me. We may end up with the horror. So, it's a bit like that. Put it this way, my body is in New York, but my head is still waiting to catch up.
What is going on after Fallujah? Like, get us up to speed. Now, Fallujah is being promoted as some sort of success story. But in terms of the effect it's had on the insurgency, what do you think?
Well, I mean, on one level, you know, the battle for Fallujah, or the military operation there, was a sweeping success on a certain grade.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of going in and retaking physical territory, a city, whilst you level it in the process.
Yeah.
That's been achieved. That was a sweeping victory. But in the broad terms, I mean, what has it actually accomplished? And has it broken the back of the insurgency? No way.
Yeah.
It's barely dinted it. Best you can say it's disrupted it. But the insurgents knew this was coming.
Yeah.
They'd made great preparation for it. I was meeting them in Baghdad before the offensive began.
And they were already moving on?
They'd left what they'd done in the past. It was precisely the same. They left behind essentially suicide squads to put up a rear guard action and to make the heroic, in inverted commas, fight.
You get a sense that they actually planned, the insurgents now, actually planned how they were going to deal with the invasion. They must have known about it ahead of time, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we flagged it pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember.
We were driving down the street with signs.
Here we come, Fallujah's next. Yeah, big fluorescent lights this way. They had plenty of time. They knew what they were going to be up against. And you could see that in the city with the obstacles they'd left behind and the way they'd placed their IEDs or mines and booby traps. And it was evident that they were trying to herd the US troops down certain streets and into other areas that they'd set up as what you would call killing zones.
Now, tell us about these suicide squads. I'd never heard about them. How do they function? Is that a real part of the insurgent armed
It certainly is.
Wing?
It certainly is. I mean, it's not the kind of thing that is born inherently of the Iraqi fighter. This is something that's come to them through the foreign jihad that has seeped into the country. It's bled across its borders. And it's a tactic that I personally saw in Afghanistan in the battle for Shahi Kot. It's a tactic that I saw in northern Iraq during the invasion itself, in Halabja, where Al-Qaeda-linked group Ansar al-Islam had taken haven. And it's also something that I saw in the battle of Samarra just 5-6 weeks before Fallujah. Essentially, if that's their stronghold or their sanctuary, when they know the offensive is coming, they're not there to take the military head on. They know that they can't beat them. I mean, you can't mess with the might of the US military. So what they do is they preserve their force to come back and fight another day. So the leadership and the bulk of their fighters simply wither away and disappear, leaving behind a rear guard action. And those guys, no, they ain't going anywhere.
They know that.
Absolutely. So what they do is they stay behind to kill as many American boys as they can, and then die in the process. And
die as martyrs, then.
Absolutely. Well, this is something that the insurgents, both the Iraqis and the foreign holy warriors inspired by bin Laden, have said to me since last year, and something now that really resonates with the US GIs, the grunts on the ground. They say, you've got all the technology in the world, and you've got all this whiz-bangery, but we have something that you don't that is far more powerful. We are willing to die. We're not afraid of death. Now, that's very salient, because there's no more potent weapon on a battlefield than a man who is prepared to die.
The Defense Science Board report said something that really struck me, and that is that the United States, and this is according to their study, is operating without a working channel of communication to the world of Muslims and of Islam. True?
Absolutely. Look, what this war is about, I mean, every war has an element of this, but this one particularly so. This is a war on the airwaves. The military would call it IO, information operations. That's what's the real battleground. Again, this is what the insurgents were saying to me way back in May, June, July last year. They said, we know we can't defeat the Americans on the battlefield. That's not where this is going to be won or lost. It's going to be on the television screen. It's going to be in the homes of middle Iraq, and it's going to be in the living rooms of middle America. They're saying, essentially, the strategy is, we're backing that our ability to sustain a marathon of bloodshedding, enormous losses on our side, will outlast your public's political will. I mean, I took particular note myself of the most recent message from Zawahiri. Whilst I haven't looked at it in detail, what leapt out to me in the small news bites that I heard was him saying that there was a possibility of a dialogue, that you know, if you change your ways, if you amend the errors of your ways, then we can talk. There can be a common ground. Now, that's not something I've heard from them before to a great deal.
But they can't be appealing to this president. I mean, they've got to be appealing to, American Muslims, and I'm assuming the moderate Muslims throughout the world that may not believe in what they're doing because of the violence.
Yeah, and I think they're trying to apply, my guess would be, very, very subtle pressure to non-Muslims in the West as well. To say that, look, you know, there is another road, and if you abandon Bush, then you can seek this road, and we can come to a compact. That said, however, I think that it was to Osama bin Laden's and Abu Musab al-Zarqawi's, you know, music score, to the script, that George Bush was re-elected. I don't think they would have taken more delight in anything else, because that allows them to polarize the world, and they can cast themselves in the opposing light to George Bush.
Wow.
I mean, he is the great
uniter of terrorists.
Terrorism, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about what the insurgency wants. We're talking to Michael Ware, Time Magazine's Baghdad Bureau Chief. It's very exciting to have him in the studio. We'll be back with him after this, Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
It's 48 past the hour. Mark Maron, that's Mark Riley.
We're talking
to our guest in studio, Michael Ware, Time Magazine's Baghdad bureau chief, one of the few reporters who's got the courage and connections and wherewithal to actually, you know, be with the insurgents. Now, what's going on? You know, we were off mic here talking to you about a sort of personal story in terms of Al Zarqawi, who is, you know, as you call him, the dark heart. Yes.
Yeah, I mean that's certainly the. Now that the central core, the hardened center of the insurgency, I mean, the foreign jihadis, the holy warriors inspired to Osama bin Laden, in many cases linked to Osama bin Laden, have come in. They've hijacked the entire insurgency. There was a homegrown resistance fight by former army officers who simply were fighting to free their homeland from what they saw as a foreign occupier.
Baathists,
former members of the intelligence services, you know, ranking officers in the Republican Guard, members of the Secret Service, the Foreign Service. I mean, they were fighting a war of liberation as they saw it. Now, these very same guys who I've been dealing with for over a year, when I talk to them now, they're no longer interested in a free Iraq. They're talking about an Islamic State, not just for Iraq, but for the entire Muslim world. This is something that they didn't care about 18 months ago.
So this is from the Al-Qaeda influence and Al-Zarqawi's influence. Now, you've had some personal experience with Al-Zarqawi?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've had considerable dealings with Zarqawi's group, and there's been certain points where, for one reason or another, they'd selected me as an outlet. So I'd had a dialogue with them that was open through back channels for quite some time. Now, a very common tactic that we see, and it's proving very effective for the insurgents, and that's the intimidation of Iraqis who work for, you know, Western companies, for the Iraqi government, for the American military. So we're seeing hosts of executions and beheadings. And as disturbing as that is, I mean, as we were talking about, it's particularly come home to me because without giving away too much detail, I mean, it's become very personal because a Iraqi member of my staff, a journalist, has been taken.
Kidnapped.
Yeah, he was rolled up by foreign fighters who are connected to Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. And it's been many weeks now, and we've been talking to the kidnappers, and there's been some sort of a negotiating process. I'd call it a negotiating process, except there is no real negotiation. And unfortunately, some of the people, the Iraqi nationalist commanders who are trying to help me and interceding on my behalf, have either been sidelined from the process or recently died in the Battle of Fallujah. So it really brings this stuff home to you.
Yeah. I can imagine.
So do you have any idea, you know, what they want after a certain point? I mean, people, the contacts you're talking with?
This is one of the things. I mean, once any hostage ends up with the jihadi, with you know, in broad sense, the Al-Qaeda types, although that's not actually an accurate description, but still, that's where they enter a black hole. I mean, for example, there was the South Korean fellow who was kidnapped and ultimately beheaded. Now, during the days, that brief window when people were attempting to get him back, I had someone in the South Korean embassy. And the South Korean intelligence officials were at one point saying, look, we're very confident we're going to get this guy back. It's just going to be a matter of money. Once we negotiate the amount, we're sure we'll secure his release. The very next day, that same fellow came back and just went, we've never seen anything like this. These people don't want anything. They're just going to kill him.
Really? It's pure terror.
And that's what it is. Once you know that, once you end up with them, and it's all over. So, prior to the operation in Fallujah, I'd stopped becoming a journalist. I'd downed tools. I hadn't taken a note in my notebook for almost 3 weeks because all I was consumed by was hostage negotiation for a young American photographer and then for an Australian journalist. Now, the American photographer was taken by Shia rebels, so that's fine. That's a completely different dynamic. But the Australian was taken by Sunni nationalist insurgents.
The window we had to get him back was before he was passed on to the jihadi, because once that happened, he was gone.
Now, why would the Baathists, the nationalists, pass him on to the jihadis? Is there some sort of barter going on between
originally the two? It was part of the open market.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, criminal gangs or local militia would grab someone, normally as a target of opportunity. You were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And then, essentially, you went to the highest bidder. And the highest bidder has always been the jihadis, who have bottomless wells of money to draw upon.
Where's that money coming from?
It's the same money that's fueled Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. It's the same money that fueled the Mujahideen, the fight against the Russians in Afghanistan. It's the rich Gulf states. It's the sheikhs and the mirs and the businessmen in Saudi Arabia and other countries who give a tithe, who donate to the jihad.
Is there anything to the idea that there are groups here in the States that are doing essentially the same thing?
I mean, I can't speak with authority on that, but I certainly wouldn't close my mind to it, and quite frankly, it wouldn't surprise me.
And these are the same Saudis that our administration has had a history of doing business with, and there's been no reprisals at all.
Absolutely. I mean, I see it in the Middle East. I've seen it in South Asia, where, in inverted commas, our allies are very patently playing a double game.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that. And the military knows that. Yet, for a whole host of complicated reasons, we continue to maintain the pretense of friendship and cooperation, while secretly they screw us at every chance that they get.
You know, there's an election coming up, or an election scheduled for January 30th. You'll be going back to Iraq for it. And I have to ask you, how badly do ordinary Iraqi citizens want democracy? We're told here that this is what they want. We're told that they want this kind of representative participation. Do they, in fact?
Short answer would be no.
No.
I mean, by and large, democracy remains a foreign abstract concept
mm-hmm.
to them. And as in Afghanistan, before a villager or just an ordinary individual will vote, he'll take his guidance from his tribe leader, or from his sheikh, or from, now increasingly so, from the imam at the mosque.
Really?
Which is not something that was a part of the Iraqi dynamic until, you know, the invasion, until, you know, American policy took the West there. I
mean, because it was primarily a secular country.
Absolutely. Well, we're now witnessing the Islamization
mm-hmm.
of Iraq. Saddam was not a fool. He may have been evil, but he was not a dill. He knew that one of the greatest internal threats to his regime was militant Islam. So he kept a very tight lid on it. Now, we removed him without replacing any apparatus. We opened the borders, allowing all sorts to pour in. And now, to cut a long story short, we are the midwives to the next generation of Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after September 11, they were seeking a platform. And by invading Iraq, you know, the Bush administration has given it to them. So there are now terrorist safe havens in Iraq that did not exist under Saddam. There are Iraqi fighters who had no concept, real concept of Islam. Many of them didn't even know how to pray, who are now fighting a holy war against the infidel states. Now, in the past, that just wouldn't have even occurred to them. So the very thing that this administration says, allegedly, that it went to Iraq to prevent,
mm-hmm.
it is creating, it is making the nightmare.
Wow. Yeah, it's scary.
So,
but you're going back, and we want you to be careful. It's great talking to you. We hope we are able to maintain our relationship and that you take care of yourself.
Yeah, we appreciate the time, really, for coming in studio like that.
Michael Ware from Time Magazine, he's the Baghdad Bureau Chief, you know, good luck out there, man.
Thanks very much.
Yeah,
thanks very much. I hope we keep talking as we descend further into chaos.
Oh, my God.
But be safe, man. No matter what else, be safe.
Mick Ware is returning to Baghdad after the holidays. We hope to talk to him soon and that he takes care of himself. Now, to switch gears, we're going to come back with something that's heavy, but in another way. It's the Pashman Rules when we come back.
You're listening to Morning Sedition. It's not Marxism. It's Marxism. Mark Maron and Mark Riley every morning on Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction, but you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I'm exhausted, and I'm still not done with all my holiday shopping.
Well, I'm done with my holiday shopping.
How?
Easy. AirAmericaRadio.com. You know, they've updated their website.
Really?
Yeah, they have new Air America designs, winter gear, and for a limited time, they're offering holiday discounts. Hey, they can even ship to you in time for Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, just go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the Get the Gear banner.
Oh, honey, you're so smart.
I know.
Click on the Get the Gear banner at AirAmericaRadio.com for your discount. Wear the air.
Welcome back. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Hi.
It's 34 past the hour. Right now, we're gonna share with you a man who runs around the studio acting like he's doing things. It's Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman, our associate producer here. We couldn't do the show without him, but he also has a unique, you know, personality quirk where he thinks he knows everything. So one day we're in the studio and we just started talking about sandwiches.
Important stuff going on here in the studio. Dan Pashman has a stance that I'm not sure I agree with, yet he will defend it. We were discussing what we were going to have for breakfast, and the idea of the omelet came up, and then there was a cheese problem where Dan said that the place that we usually, Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman of New Jersey, sorry, he's got a cheese problem. He says that the place that we get our breakfast doesn't always have such good cheese. And this is a guy that says, I don't want a Philly cheesesteak sandwich if it has cheese was on it, which is, this is the standard. So now, but here's the, it gets larger because we went with Dan Pashman to the Philly cheesesteak place, Pat's, and it was good. But he said, well, if that's all that city has to offer, then I'm not down with it. But then it became a bigger problem about bread.
Well, this is something I feel very strongly about, Mark, and I am a bit of a sandwich connoisseur. I'll be honest with you. I put a lot of study and research and thought into the creation and manufacture of sandwiches.
Yes.
And I'm quite confident that you already have an inferior sandwich before you've taken a bite. If you have hot things on the inside with cold bread on the outside, if you're going to have hot eggs and cheese or a burger or a hot dog or anything, whatever you're doing, you got to heat the bread. You got to have hot inside.
Back up. This is crazy. You're talking crazy because you're denying the power of fresh bread. If you have a fresh roll, all right, that's really nice and fresh and soft, like a bulky roll, as they call them in Boston, or whatever they call them here.
Kaiser.
A Kaiser roll, yeah. Right. That, and you put the egg sandwich on that. You toasting a Kaiser roll that's really fresh, just it makes it's wrong. I think you're wrong here.
I understand what you're saying, and I will grant you that in a situation where you have a small amount of bread and a large amount of hot filling, such as your corned beef example.
That was an example the listeners didn't hear.
Fresh rye bread.
Let's say you go to the Carnegie Deli and you order a hot corned beef sandwich with Swiss cheese. The corned beef comes out of the steam plate, out of the steam table. You slice it up hot. You put the cheese on it. It melts itself.
I understand.
And then you put it on a fresh piece of rye bread.
But if you're talking about one scrambled egg and one slice of cheese and a big, fat, bulky roll where your sandwich is like 80% bread, if that bread is not heated, then it's not a good sandwich.
The bulky roll squishes up. Like, it gets all soft and meaty. It meets the egg and cheese. It meets it. Do you understand? If you have a little toasted crust, because you grill a bulky roll, there's no saying it doesn't just turn hard and brown.
Yeah.
You know, I've been there, and it dries it out.
You can microwave it. It doesn't even have to be hot.
No,
you can't microwave
you
anything.
You call yourself a sandwich connoisseur, and you use the word microwave? What's up with you?
No. I would not microwave. I would toast it. I'm saying if you want to maintain the squishiness, I agree. I would never microwave bread.
No, you can't microwave almost anything. There's nothing that you microwave unless you have to.
That's right.
A microwave is an emergency situation because if you microwave anything, it just turns into hard crap. Something goes wrong with it. Microwaves screw with food on a molecular level.
Look,
it ruins it.
You guys come to my house. I cook you a Dan Pashman patented grilled egg and cheese sandwich, and you will see the light.
I'm sure it would be good, Dan Pashman. But what I'm saying to you is you started this argument with this, like, blanket statement that you cannot have hot stuff on a cold bread, and you've made a concession.
The only concession I'll give you is corned beef, and that's because there's so much corned beef and so little bread that it will warm the bread while keeping it fresh, but that won't happen in most sandwich ratios.
See how people just naturally spin? It's not just a Republican thing. You see what's happened here? That we started off with a declarative statement, and by the end, there's these made concessions, but he's explained those too, like he thought of them originally.
Well, I blame the oil for food
problem. There you go. That's exactly what I was getting ready to say. The oil for food is the real problem here.
Yeah, obviously that's the real problem, but you wait. You know, next week, you know, Bush is going to be like, well, you know, Iraqi food is bad. And I think we had to save the people from the Iraqi food problem.
That's why we had to go in.
Yeah.
Because they were serving cold bread with hot food inside.
Food, yeah.
That's no good.
All right, man. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
Are you going to go get some sandwiches?
Yeah. I'll get some in for you.
Friday, Dan's going to help us out.
Yahtzee.
Not even his job's going to help us out.
But I'm warning you, Kalo, the cheese on those omelets is wanting.
I don't want that. I just want coffee.
Do they have cheddar?
I just want
coffee. Or is it just American?
They have it's like cheese food.
Oh, man.
You know, cheese food spices.
There are people out in our audience seething. Why don't they talk about the issues? Who cares about cheese in New York City? I thought this was liberal radio. What is this? They're not even talking about vaginas. They're talking about cheese.
Hey,
this
wait a minute.
Worse.
Our listeners in Madison have an interest in this, all right? Let's be real. See, all right, again, this is Wisconsin.
We are spin masters.
That's right.
Yeah, we're playing to a certain. We're playing to a niche market.
I invented a cheese-related dish in Wisconsin.
Oh my god!
This is like going to turn into like this. Like this, the Patrick Food Show. What?
Well, the Food Network.
I call it Eggs Sheboygan, and after Sheboygan, Wisconsin, you take eggs, you scramble them with Wisconsin cheddar cheese curds and Wisconsin summer sausage.
I'm so glad you have a job, because clearly there was a point in your life where you had so much free time.
Conversations like that led to the creation of a regular segment on Morning's Edition, The Pashman Rules.
Let's hear some music. Yes, here we go. Where's that intro that you stuck in my face?
Uh-oh.
There it is. Modern life has grown increasingly hectic these days, and we're here at Morning Tradition. We want to help. Now in the studio is a man known to spend an inordinate amount of time pondering subjects both large and small, so much so that we have decided that it constitutes a philosophy, which we like to call Pashman's Rules. Here now is our editorial producer, Dan Pashman.
Hey, guys, how are you?
So, Dan, I got I went to a Thanksgiving party with people I didn't know, and I think I behaved properly.
Good.
And you are planning a lot of parties because that's the kind of person you are. This is like a party every Sunday at your house that I don't get invited to because I don't understand football. Is that correct?
That's right. You got it, man.
Yeah, so now...
You have to either understand football or be a significant other of one who understands football to be invited.
How do they behave generally? The significant others. Do they have their own area? Or
They give them a little square table in the corner.
SOs.
Yeah, we give them boggle.
Plastic utensils.
Yeah.
So let's talk about party etiquette for the holidays.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this. And these rules we're going to talk about today really are valid all year round, but they're especially useful in the next few weeks because a lot of people have office parties, friends' parties, holiday get-togethers, and gala events and whatnot.
Things you have to do, some of them.
Sometimes, exactly. Yeah. And one way, and this especially is useful for an event that you don't really want to be at.
Okay.
Is a way to get by and entertain yourself and to eat well.
Yes.
I am a huge fan of the sport of past hors d'oeuvres.
Okay.
Okay, when you're at an event, you have past hors d'oeuvres, you know, the pigs in blankets. And
you mean when people walk around with
the
tray?
Right, they walk around with a tray. And
have a swim, sir?
Right, exactly. I mean, I love that. And one thing, first off, I'll start off by telling people that my experience has taught me that 9 times out of 10, the hors d'oeuvres are better than the entrees.
Hold on, let me write that.
An event
hors d'oeuvres better than entrees.
Okay, good.
Okay, yeah.
But there's a few tips for dealing with past hors d'oeuvres, because if you're in the wrong position or if you approach it incorrectly, first of all, you might not get to taste all the hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, this falls under the category of Pashman positioning, as I learned from when you get to a concert and you want to get the right seat. Pashman positioning is very important in any social situation.
So true, Mark. It's so true. And I've actually been on the other side of the past hors d'oeuvres as a waiter. I have been the one passing the hors d'oeuvres, so I know both sides of the coin here, and I can tell you that the biggest key, the most important thing,
right,
in that when you're playing the sport, the game of past hors d'oeuvres, you've got to find out where the hors d'oeuvres are coming from.
The source.
Find the kitchen.
Yes. Find the kitchen and hang out there.
Right there?
Right by that door to the kitchen.
Right. I got a question.
Yes.
Since you used to pass out hors d'oeuvres,
yes,
you were one of those guys that, you know, if somebody went more than once or took more than one trip, you probably walked by and said that. Pig. Look at him.
No,
he was eating like a horse over here.
He probably just said, you know, I'm on to you, man. I invented that. What you're doing. The lonely guy standing by the door of the kitchen. Like, I know what you're doing, buddy. You don't want to be here and you're hungry.
Right. Yeah. I'd be like, but let me give you a few tips because you could do a little better.
Yeah. Should you be afraid to take 9 things off a tray of 10?
No. Have no shame. Because if you don't take them, someone else will.
This is a core belief of Pashman.
Someone else will, like the person that hasn't had anything in the corner over there, right?
That sucker in the far corner deserves not to get any hors d'oeuvres. He's over there, not by that kitchen. I mean, come on.
I know, Dan, I share a syndrome with you, and I call it diminishing buffet syndrome. I've seen you, even when you bring food for everybody, there's always part of you that's sort of making sure that you're covered. That, you know, the whitefish salad is sitting there, but as soon as it gets a little low to where you might not get the last 2 hits, it's up in your hand.
Right.
Yep. Now, how do you handle, what's some buffet etiquette, Jim?
Oh, buffet etiquette's also very important. The first tip, and I actually learned this from my mother, although I've taken it to another step, but this is, you know, passed on from generations of Pashmans,
right,
is you have to scan the whole buffet before you start taking food.
Sure.
Oh, I always do.
If you just get in line and start taking food, you can have a full plate, and then all of a sudden it turns out your favorite food is at the end.
Right.
So that means, what about taking the second plate? I can't see you as a person that's afraid to maybe take one plate and then go back and load up the second plate. I think I've seen you do it, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
a couple of company functions, really.
I use the first plate to sample and then the second plate to go back for the highlights.
For the commitment.
Exactly.
It's like, I found what I like and now I go back.
Right. Oh, wait a minute. You know when we did this? Mr. Charlie's.
Oh, that's right.
You remember that? Cashman went back three times at Mr. Charlie's.
Yeah, that was a scary thing. Because theoretically, there really is no end to an endless buffet.
Yeah, and that was some artery-clogging food they got up there.
It was kind of exciting to see Cashman hit his limit.
Yeah, he did hit his limit, and then he went into a food coma. I had to push him out of the car. By the train station.
All right, so you're saying scope the buffet, get what you need.
That's right.
After you scope the whole bit. That's also good if you're thinking about eating at a buffet.
Yeah.
You know, you have to go check out the whole thing before you go eat it.
Absolutely. Check out the whole thing. Then you go through the whole thing, take what you want, try a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you've got to leave food on that first plate because you might take one bite out of something, you don't like it.
Yeah.
Then you go back and you get bigger portions of the stuff that you really want.
Isn't that considered rude if you leave a whole bunch of stuff on one plate and go back to get another one?
Not a buffet.
Not in a buffet. Buffet is no holds barred, man.
That's the end. That's somebody, you know, somebody's cutting corners anyways, right?
Seriously. And
so what's another one? You got any other ones?
Don't sneeze.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
One tip I'll give, and this is kind of an insider's point of view from someone who has passed the hors d'oeuvres, during past hors d'oeuvres, is that when you're... I always used to notice that people never want to take the last one or two things on the tray.
Right.
They always figure there's something wrong with it.
Right.
It must be, because that's why no one's taken it so far.
And you don't think so?
Well, when I passed the hors d'oeuvres, I would just wait until there were two left on my tray and then make a beeline back to the kitchen and eat the last two.
Right.
Because you really...
No shame whatsoever in this, man. None.
So I just want to tell people out there that there is nothing wrong with the last couple.
But aren't sometimes those the ones that people pick up and go, you know, I don't want it.
No, because the next person who gets to the tray isn't going to know that had happened to that one anyway. Unless it looks physically deformed, it's fine.
Let's talk about double dipping.
Uh-oh.
Oh, double dipping.
You're making him hungry now. You know that,
well,
right?
I know there's something there. Like, this is a weird, there's a gray area here. I can see it in the Cashman face.
I personally... will double dip in almost any situation.
Oh, man.
I do it.
Because I have no shame, again. You know, and
what about respect, Dan? What about respect for other people? Where does that play into the Cashman spectrum?
I think the whole notion of double dipping is one of those things. In American society, people are so overly paranoid about cleanliness and germs, and the fact is that nothing bad is going to happen to you from double dipping. I don't care if someone else double dips in my dip. I'm going to double dip in your dip.
Let's talk to the three people you gave your cold to
when
you shared your whitefish salad with us 4 weeks ago.
Colds get spread more through the hands than through saliva.
Exactly. Oh, so what's holding the thing that you're dipping? Huh, Smarty?
You don't put your hands in the dip, though.
What? Eventually it's going to get there. You're saying that a little germy can't go, yee-hoo, dip.
I can't be held responsible for germs jumping off of hands.
And this is from a guy who, by the way, ate a stuffing and mashed potato wrap.
Turkey.
And there was turkey in there, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. At 4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah. You still eating stuffing and turkey?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know what, Riley?
What?
I think Passion's probably eating some stuffing and turkey right now.
Oh,
God. I'm actually starting to worry about his weight a little bit. In fact, we had a caller that was concerned about it, too. But Batsman claims he's not concerned about it. And we'll hear this when we come back right here on Air America Radio.
The best of Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
I know everything. Languages? Yes. Boiling points? Celsius and Fahrenheit? Yes. World capitals? Please. So, not too long ago, I tried to get a refi, and I get turned down. And this is the best part. The loan officer says to me, sir, do you know what your credit score is? So, I looked at her and said, tell me, do you know what the population of Liechtenstein is? Huh? Do you? Ha, ha, ha. She didn't.
Get in the know. Check out ScorePower from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for only $14.95. And knowing that is how you get the credit you deserve. So check out ScorePower at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Well, now I have my credit score up to 760, the same number of days it took Frenchman Michel Lapointe to circle the globe on a bike. Yeah, I'll bet you didn't know that.
Get the power, score power at Equifax.com.
Sirius Black, Snape Masculine.
By Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Expecto Patronum!
The year
America's most magical DVD.
Sorry!
Includes a conversation with J.K. Rowling and Kaz.
The film is just mind-blowing.
Exclusive, never-before-seen footage and loads of other magical extras.
That felt good.
Not good. Brilliant.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Parental guidance suggested. Rated PG. Buy it on DVD.
Hark, the defense makes bells ring. Glory to the Pamaloon. Capital One for we. The best world playing 11 days and 21 games. Hail Marys and God's grace blow. Chance are born and chunks go home. A gift from Capital One you've got. Now double check.
Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC and ESPN, December 14th through the Capital One Bowl on New Year's Day.
New York in winter. You know how cold it gets. And if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. And that's why now is a great time to replace them with custom replacement windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $625 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Sears double-paned extra-strength windows have insulated frames, which may help reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes it simple and affordable. Call 1-800-448-6600 and save $625 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Offer ends December 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another winter without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now, 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
For licensing information, visit www.careonecredit.com. When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling today.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Good morning.
And we're going to continue with Dan Pashman's little world. If you want to ask Pashman anything, I'm wondering about how many of these emails we're going to get. You can send questions to sedition@airamericaradio.com and put Ask Pashman in the subject line. That's, of course, Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman of New Jersey. It's not getting tired, Linda. It's not.
No.
Now we got a call. Donna in Miami, how are you?
Hey.
Yeah.
I want to know how much Pashman weighs.
Yeah, that's a good question because he has been getting a little tubby lately. Dan, why don't you come on in here?
Yeah, tell us because we don't want to estimate.
He left the studio. Yeah, that's a good question because I think that Dan should start being concerned about his weight. Why don't you get on the mic, Dan Pashman?
Yeah, Mr. Turkey Stuffing and Mashed Potato Wrap.
I have not been getting tubby lately.
Okay.
I'm surprised he got back so fast.
Come on, Dan, spill it. How much?
I weigh about 175.
Get out of here.
Step on the scale.
What are you, about 5 feet tall?
Donna's giving you some hits.
Seriously, I'm 5'10", 175, Donna.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
No, it's not too bad, but I've been sort of trying to get him to do a little exercise. He doesn't feel like he needs it. Dan's very good at, there's a fine line between a Pashman rule and a rationalization, you'll find, over time.
I'm quite confused. I mean, my weight, you know, to me, it's a give and take between being healthy and still being able to pig out a lot. And I think that I walk that line quite effectively.
Why don't you give her the theory about the leveling off thing?
Well, that's not just my theory. That's science. There are doctors who understand
this. The other day, it was your theory.
Yeah.
No. This is what the doctors know and understand. You know, they don't want the secret to get out because then the multi-billion-dollar-a-year weight loss industry would have no legs to stand on.
Hey, that's some of our best advertisers, pal. Watch yourself.
That's true. Yeah, get those pills, everybody.
thanks for your call, Donna. We'll let Bashman.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Oh, just so you find you're...
Everyone has a natural weight set point, and once you understand what your natural weight set point is, you can eat pretty well as long as you get some regular exercise, and you'll maintain that set point. The problem is most people want to weigh less than what they're naturally predisposed to weigh.
Yeah.
And but that's why they're not able to keep their weight where they want it to be.
What if your predisposed weight point is obese?
Yeah.
Then you better have wide doors in your house.
Oh, man. Ooh. Come on there. Jackie in Cambridge, WKOX.
Yes, we're going to be up there next week. Hi, Jackie.
Great.
How did they plug that radio station?
Yeah.
you got a question?
I have a wonderful tip for going through a buffet line of hors d'oeuvres at a function where they put out small dishes at the beginning of it.
Yeah.
And these lines are usually slow moving. So as I stand there talking to somebody, I put one hors d'oeuvre in my dish and two in my mouth. So by the time I get through, I've had plenty of hors d'oeuvres and I don't look piggy. I've got a normal dish and I don't have to go back.
Wow.
There you go. Write that down, Pastor.
Yeah, right there.
Jackie just helped you out. Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thanks, Jackie.
You're welcome. Some great advice.
Yeah, it is great advice.
I'm very impressed.
Basically, while you're at the thing, you throw a couple in your mouth, one on the plate, and go through the line and eat. And then at the end of the line, you've only got a couple. You don't look like a pig. You've eaten, and you don't have to go back.
That's right.
You know, Pashman did something like that. He'd be weighing a deuce and a half by the time he finished the line.
Yeah. Well, let's talk to Rick. Rick has got an interesting a point in terms of it doesn't. What do you got to say, Rick, in Connecticut?
Hey, Rick.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
Yeah, I've figured the secret of weight maintenance.
Really?
Yeah, you can eat as much greasy, fatty foods as you want. Just do not eat anything with added sugar, refined or sugar or corn syrup. If you just cut soda out of your diet or anything with sugar in it, you will be fine. You will not gain weight.
Because sugar makes you all flabby and it holds water too, eh?
Yeah, I think you can eat whatever you want. If you just cut soda out of your diet, if that's what you drink, you will be fine.
What about Splenda? Have you discovered?
I don't use that stuff just because I just think it's evil. I mean, it gives you headaches. I think it's just horrible for your system.
Not if you snort it.
I guess I should try that then to.
Because he's got six packets of it on our table here in the studio.
You do a little like a Splenda Sweet and Low Speedball. If you just if you do a line of each right after each other, man, as your brain gets sweet. Well, thank you for calling, Rick. Obviously,
appreciate
it. Rambling now. So, Pashman, what are you still doing here?
Yahtzee!
Hello, Chico.
Is he getting all comfortable?
I guess that's my cue.
Might be considered that way. But thanks for the tips, man.
To no problem. You won't be needing all the Splenda, will you, Mary?
I'm being too mean to Pashman today. Too funny. You know what's great about being mean to a guy like Pashman? Literally, just you can't get in. It just sort of hits him in the face and rolls off, and he just smiles. Nothing penetrates.
He didn't even give me the finger.
Nothing. He just laughed right in my face. That's not an effective put-down. I've got to go home and work on some Marin rules to break down the Pashman.
Would it make you feel better if I cried myself to sleep?
A little.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman, with Pashman's Rules, and we'll have a special holiday Pashman's Rules later this week. Right now, we're going to talk to director, author, playwright Neil LaBute in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, if I have to go down, I'm willing to do it. Now, just think about that. And if you
They want $60 million. Punish me. O'Reilly did X, Y, and Z. The papers love that.
I gotta say, this is the worst day of my life.
Punish me. Punish me. Now just think about that. If I have to go down, I'm willing to do it. Punish me. Enough.
It's 2 minutes before the hour. You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Listen to these real stories about arthritis pain.
I use Jointritis. You feel normal again, and you could walk and bend and everything else. After I put that on and it's relieved, there is no pain. I use Jointritis.
Using Jointritis, rubbing it on every night and every morning, I will honestly say that I had no more pain.
Maximum Straight Menthol for pain relief and triple skin conditioners, lanolin, glucosamine, and chondroitin. Use as directed for hours of relief when your minor arthritis pain flares up. Your results may vary.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. There's an official appeal in Iraq today for more security for election workers. The request from the head of the National Electoral Commission comes after a brazen rush hour attack on a Baghdad street yesterday took the lives of three election workers. The ambush by insurgents operating openly without masks was the latest attack to target Iraqi officials working to organize the January 30th vote. Meantime, one U.S. soldier was wounded when a roadside bomb planted near Baghdad's airport destroyed an army Humvee today. Also, U.S. troops detained 19 suspected insurgents today near Tikrit. Weapons were confiscated. Iraqi authorities say they detained 50 suspects in connection with yesterday's explosion in a Shiite holy city in Najaf that killed at least 54 people and wounded 142 others. Another car bomb in Karbala yesterday killed at least 13 people. Police in Indonesia report finding a grenade near the Hilton Hotel in Jakarta. A garden found it near a fence surrounding the sprawling five-star complex in the Indonesian capital. Today's fine comes just days after foreign governments warned terrorists are planning attacks on Western targets ahead of Christmas. Australia, the United States, Great Britain, New Zealand, and Japan have all issued warnings. Indonesia's national police chief says the warnings are based on unreliable information. Al-Qaeda-linked terror groups have been blamed for a string of deadly attacks in Indonesia, including the October 2002 Bali nightclub bombings. Sudan said on Sunday would immediately and unconditionally cease hostilities in its remote Darfur region and asked the United Nations and African Union to request the rebel forces do the same. Sudan's Foreign Minister Mustafa Osman Ismail, speaking after an emergency meeting with Western diplomats, UN and AU officials, said they did not, however, discuss withdrawing troops from towns the government has captured from rebels. Yes, we will inform our forces and defer immediately to stop any fighting, so we will not fire unless we will be attacked. By the other side, the minister said. The African Union had given Sudan a 24-hour deadline, which expired on Saturday evening, to stop hostilities, or it would refer the matter to the UN Security Council, but the fighting had continued as of early yesterday morning. Racial animosity and revenge are among the possible motives in the fires that caused $10 million in damage to Maryland's largest residential arson case, according to a federal investigator. Four men have been charged with arson at Hunter's Brook Development in Indian Head, where fires on December 6 destroyed 10 houses and damaged 16 others. No one was hurt. Many of the homes were still under construction. A federal law enforcement official speaking on the condition of anonymity said two of the four suspects in custody allegedly made racial statements to investigators during questioning. That is, the suspects are white, and many of the families moving into the development are black. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the cheapest they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Unfiltered.
Monday on Unfiltered. What's your poison? Poison? It's insane in the Ukraine. We cover poison as a political assassination tool and poison in our own food supply. Plus, the woman who saved Africa from the poisons of the Western world, Wangari Maathai, winner of the 2004 Nobel Peace Prize, graces us with her presence.
This Wednesday, Chuck D. and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
I'm Mark Maron, along with Mark Riley. It's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and we've got classic bits and all new stuff for you today, because this is Morning Citizen. Happy holidays, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, elves. A very important time of year for elves. Happy holidays to you. Happy holidays to you, Mark Riley.
Happy holidays to you, Mark Maron.
Isn't this great? We're sitting here and having a conversation, but we're both on vacation in different places.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm having a good time, aren't you?
I'm loving it.
It's great to be home, isn't it?
I'm not home.
You're in England, right?
Yeah.
That should confuse listeners. So we're about to get into an interview we did with Neil LaBute, and his new play is Fat Pig. He, of course, is the auteur who did In the Company of Men. He's got some issues with women and with relationships that he fleshes out pretty well. I enjoyed the movie. It's very challenging. You never leave a Neil LaBute experience without going, what was that? What was that about? And we talked to Eric Bogosian, who said he enjoyed Fat Pig, but then again, his wife directed it, so what else is he going to say? Because Bogosian, if you recall, was very cagey about Tony Kushner's musical. Didn't want to give it up for that. Did you notice that? But anyways, that's a whole different interview. Did you ever do theater?
Actually, I went to a lot of theater. My brother used to review theater for the New York Times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, many years ago.
What's the weirdest thing you ever saw at a play?
I got
something right off. You think about it.
Yeah.
I went to see Gary Sinise's Buried Child, which is one of my favorite plays, and it was an amazing production. It's a very haunting play. And there's a scene where the brother character comes in holding all these ears of corn. And it's a very dark, weird moment. And he dropped an ear of corn. And that ear of corn, because where we saw it, I think it was in the circle, because the stage is slanted, this ear of corn just hit the floor, and it very slowly just started to roll towards the lip of the stage. And, like, you know, and because they're in the theater and everyone understands the parameters of theater, you're just going to have to let that go.
Yeah.
But for a few minutes, the entire production of Buried Child was upstaged by an ear of corn making its way to the end of the stage and just plopping off there. But he didn't acknowledge it. And when I was in college, I was doing Don't Drink the Water. It's a Woody Allen play. It's a crazy slapstick play. I play an old Jewish guy. And there's a scene where a bomb comes through a window, right? And I'm supposed to catch it, basically. Or it's supposed to come near where I am. And I pick it up and I go, "What's this?" And the other guy goes, "It's a bomb!" And I throw it back out the window and it blows up outside. That's what's supposed to happen. So this particular night, the bomb comes flying through the window, flies right into the audience. Off the stage... into the audience, right? So I go, "What was that?" And then the other guy goes, "I don't know, I didn't see it." So we're in this situation where now, like, you know, I tried to dump it on him. He dumps it back on me, and I just went to the lip of the stage and said, "Give me the bomb." A guy hands me the bomb and goes, "It's a bomb!" And my director got pissed off at me. He's like, "You shouldn't break the fourth wall." And I'm like, "What was I going to do? It's a comedy, for God's sake."
Yeah, right. Now, two things. One was a play called We Righteous Bombers that I saw when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
That was just like a very, very scary play.
Yeah.
And the other wasn't so much theater as it was a very bizarre piece of performance art. You heard of Karen Finley?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Karen Finley one time did her act at a club, at a discotheque.
Oh, wow.
And I happened to get invited to it. So there were, like, all of these guys who thought she was going to do this whole striptease thing. And they're all standing there waiting for her to take her clothes off. And she comes out and starts doing what she did.
Mashing the amp into herself.
Yeah, exactly.
What was the response?
They just stood there dumbfounded. They didn't know what to do.
That's hilarious that people were... what a weird thing. Who would have thought that? Let's have a party and have Karen Finley perform.
Finley show up, yeah, right?
All right, we'll be right back with our interview with Neil LaBute after this, or is it coming right now? How are we doing it? Yeah? We'll be right back? No. And now here's that interview with Neil LaBute. His new book is called Seconds of Pleasure. His play, Fat Pig, starts November 23rd at the Lucille Lortel Theater in the West Village. Good morning, Neil LaBute. How are you?
I am swell. Thank you very much.
Now, what is the new play, Fat Pig, about, if we could start there?
Fat Pig is about a young businessman who starts dating a woman that he meets in a delicatessen, and she's a... Boy, how do you approach that? She's heavy.
Fat, because it's in the title.
Because I'm trying to sound appropriate as opposed to my work. Actually, the character has trouble with it, too. He says, you know, he goes through big boned and all of those things.
Right.
And but she's very... very straightforward about all of that. She's the first one to call herself fat. And in fact, the title comes out in the piece where she says that old adage of, if you were sitting in a bar and your friend saw me across the bar and said, "Hey, look at that fat pig over there. Would you defend me or would you just laugh along?" And it's sort of about really kind of a study in weakness about, you know, how men, not only men, but men in particular, have a difficulty sometimes standing up for what they believe in. It's easy to say, you know, I love somebody, but to actually show that is a much harder thing.
This is sort of similar to In the Company of Men, in that, you know, you deal, these guys were businessmen. And
yeah.
You're careful to say, you're specific in that he's a businessman. And they had this situation with the woman who was deaf and the one guy who
right.
was falling in love with her and the other guy who was bullying his friend to, you know, do something horrible.
Right. Yeah. Well, I actually make reference to in kind of sly moments in the play where you get a sense that it's actually the same company.
Oh, really?
There's references to Chad and Howard working down the hall, and so it's that same atmosphere of business has always been interesting to me as a place to write about.
Why?
I think it creates, it fosters a kind of a mentality, a kind of follow along mentality. It's all, you know, you remove the individualism, the humanity, and sort of just, it's always goal oriented. Like, we're pushing toward results. It's not about how you feel about something. It's whether you get it or not.
So on some level, is this about businessmen who are goal-oriented and sort of brainwashed to think in terms of business are grappling with the idea of objectification of women versus the idea of women as people?
No, where did you get that idea?
No,
it's, you know what it is? I think that it's not, I don't think it's certainly isolated to that, because I think then an audience would sit back and go, well, that's not about me.
Right.
I want it to be really about the difficulty of having a relationship, you know, but I think there is the... I think the business environment can help foster that sort of mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a particularly rich place to write about for
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Are you drawn to making people look at perhaps the uncomfortable side of themselves? I mean, Seconds of Pleasure could be my life story, if be told. Mm-hmm. But, actually, short stories, but never mind. Yeah.
Well, maybe in the reprinting we can put your face on the cover and try and sell it in another way.
Yeah, right? But, I mean, it seems like that's something that is a recurring theme in your work.
Yeah, you know, for me, I'm really only interested in where the day takes me. You know, I find a set of characters, I find an idea. I'm not really one to kind of rip from my own life or from the headlines. I'm not very topical in that way, although I think something, again, like Fat Pig is very much in the consciousness, the collective consciousness of we're all interested in our weight. And why is that? Because we've been told to, that it's, you know, interesting to look this way. You know, it would be best if we lose some of this or gain some of that. And so it has that sort of finger on the pulse, but it's not a kind of up-to-the-moment dispatch on the weight wars. It's really ultimately about the guy who makes this arc of, I have two worlds. I have a private world and a public world, and how do I make those one? And I think that speaks to people outside of the world of this is my girlfriend who's heavy. It's, you know, anybody who can't kind of, I guess the term come out has now kind of been identified strictly with gay relationships. But I think anyone who's in a relationship, particularly a romantic relationship, who has difficulty letting the rest of the world know about that, whether it's, you know, mixed race or same sex or whatever it is, I think the idea of this is so lovely and great and you're the world to me, but the world is as big as my apartment. I can't really show you to anybody else. Then that's a really interesting thing to deal with on stage.
It's a shame element, too, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a certain self-loathing.
All right, let's finish the conversation after this. We're talking to Neil LaBute. His new play is called Fat Pig. We're talking about weight, women, businessmen, and shame, I guess, is what we're going to talk about when we come back in a second.
Yeah, I'd like to be shamed if we have 15 minutes.
Okay. Oh, we have plenty of time.
You know what we can do? We've got a little bit of this. All right, we'll be back in a second with Neil LaBute.
Morning Sedition, your daily wake-up call to arms on Air America Radio.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. You want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use. Here's your solution. Go to My PC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMyPC.com free today. You'll love it.
Want a job that offers excellent pay, security, automatic pay increases, paid sick leave, paid vacation, disability insurance, pension, and more? That's exactly what a civil service job can offer. The Training Center for Civil Service Jobs is Civil Service Career Center in Manhattan. Call 212-971-3434. After passing your exam, you can be starting a career in civil service. Some jobs offer starting salaries of more than $20 per hour. There are postal jobs, jobs with the IRS, immigration, clerical, administrative, computers, and more. Civil Service Career Center's experienced instructors will give you all the training you need. Call 212-971-3434. Remember, once you have a civil service job, you have that job for life. Start a career that you and your family can be proud of. Civil Service Career Center is not an employment agency nor government affiliated. Don't miss out. Call now. 212-971-3434. That number again, 212-971-3434.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
We're back. It's Morning Sedition here on Air America Radio. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Yes.
We are in the middle of our interview that we did with Neil LaBute not too long ago. I, of course, I'm in Los Angeles. Mark Riley's in England, but not really. We're not doing this by satellite. We're doing this before the fact, but we definitely enjoyed this interview when it happened, so we think you will too. So here you go. I did something I do when I see a play with a friend, and I did it to you. I speculated about what your play might have meant in intellectually. And I guess a question I've always wanted to ask is, do you do that when you write the play? Do you say, I'm going to cover these issues, I'm going to provoke this response, I'm going to make people say this about me?
I tend not to. I tend not to work from that place. You know, I'm not someone that it comes from the same place all the time. I don't look to the newspaper. I don't look to my life. It could be a title. In this case, it really was. I thought Fat Pig was an interesting title. Provocative. I mean, I've certainly provoked my fair share of audiences in the past, but that's not my main, you know. It's much easier to just do it. I wouldn't have to write a whole play. You just, you know, get on the edge of the stage and start yelling at them.
Right.
You know, or wetting yourself.
I've done
that kind of thing. Yeah,
that sort of thing is
much easier. Yeah. That's not my sole goal, but and it's also not to, like, say, gosh, I want to deal with weight this time. I want to deal with race this time. It just often evolves, the theme, you know. Or somebody comes to you and says, hey, that was such an interesting take on, and you go, oh, geez, I didn't even think about that.
But it seems also to me, as an artist, you are creating a career theme, you know, that you have themes that you seem to deal with consistently through your books and through your plays. And these things, you know, must come from a personal place on some level.
Well, certainly, yeah. You have some interest in things. I have found people, you know, human relationships, often heterosexual relationships, extremely interesting. You know, that's great fodder for... I mean, I'm not looking for that in life. I'm not looking for conflict, and yet I'm constantly starting a fight on page. You know, I'm saying, here's a respectable couple. Let's see what I can do to mess up their day.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I
watch
start.
The toys break themselves.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I set out to do. I mean, I'm asking people to leave their comfortable lives, come into this place, pay a lot of money, you know, when it's in New York in particular, and let me take 2 hours of your life away that you may well want again at the end of it. So I'm compelled to
but
make
you don't
it
set up to you don't set up to push people away.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind if they're reaching for the coats. Yeah. I just don't want them to leave, okay. You know, because I've lost the chance to, like, poke more fun at them.
Yeah.
Now, some critics call you a misogynist. Does that upset you?
I find it strangely comforting.
Oh,
you know,
no.
You
and Ice Cube. Yeah,
I think it, yeah. Yeah, we do so much together. He's outside, actually, waiting for me. We've got a play date. You know, it's one of those things that it was a label that hit early and stuck at Sundance. The first movie that I had was kind of where people sat up and noticed. I'd been working for a long time in theater, and I did this film in the company of men, and people, you know, there's so much material out there and kinds of people working. You want to say, oh, he writes romantic comedies, he's a misogynist, he's whatever, and that's what stuck to that movie, which I actually thought was kind of wrong-headed about it. I think that traditionally, I've worked for, like, you know, not that many years, but for all the years of my career, I think the men have taken a much greater beating for me than the women ever have.
Do you believe that in relationships? I mean, there are only two genders, give or take a few ambitious people that are creative.
Yeah, there are a few fence walkers.
You know, there are definitely, you know, sort of consistent points of contention and hostility and hatred and contempt and all those things. And I think that, you know, not to really sort of delve into that in the extreme ways that you have.
I would never fan on that fire.
Yeah. But, like, as far as, you know, political correctness, I mean, I go out of my way on stage to, you know, to push those boundaries. I mean, how have you responded to...
That's completely your job. You know, the person who removes any facade of, I'm an actor, this is a play, you stand and make direct contact under your name, I assume, unless there's a name that I don't want to know about. I'm called Carla.
Yeah.
I go by Carla when I'm in Seattle at Giggles. That's a really dangerous place because you're saying, like me, find this funny, but let me push your buttons, and removing all pretense of it being a fictional work.
Yeah.
I'm going out there and saying, look, I'm not speaking as the voice of a generation. I'm not saying this is how all men are or all women are. It just has to fall within the realm of possibility.
What do you think of political correctness?
I think it, you know, it has its place, you know, like all, you know, fascism, you know, its place is hopefully not on our shores, but, you know, it might have actually been bred here.
Uh-huh.
It's an interesting thing to think about, but in the wrong hands and used incorrectly, you can see over and over the kind of pain that it can cause.
Sure.
It doesn't mean that it shouldn't be there. But the problem is the name. I'm not sure that it's always correct.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, New York is, I guess, certainly a theater town, if there is one in this country.
Right.
How difficult is it for you to stage a work here?
It's having worked in both film and theater, it's a relief when you go back to the theater because you in a way you kind of think, oh my gosh, I'm going back to what's pure about it. We're working with actors, working with a script. I'm not guided by just how much money this thing costs and how much time. You know, now with this additional pressure of your father watching my films, I'm not sure I can go back. But it's hard for people, I think, who are filmmakers and they're dealing with the way that I express myself costs $100 million. You know, that's a lot of pressure that goes on to the creation of something that we might call art, where you really get a lot of people around you going, yeah, art's cool, but we'd love it to make a lot of money.
You
know, I mean, they're happy to make a good movie, but they want to make a successful movie more than anything. But in theater, you know, it still comes down to economics. You get a lot of great young writers out there who are constantly getting readings because theaters can't afford to put them up.
Get a chance.
Yeah, and it's like you go, I was not kidding before when I say, I feel compelled to be interesting when I know someone's paying $100 a seat to go see something.
Well, some people go just for, so it's not interesting, because they
want me to fail. That's right.
No.
I'll pay $100 to see him fail.
Well, they want consistency with, you know, what they think theater is. But
but
what I want to know real quick, not so quick, you've worked with Aaron Eckhart over and over again.
Yes.
and Paul
Rudd. Yeah.
And in a few seconds, what about those two actors, you know, that you like so much?
You know what? I'm faithful. I met them both in college.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you know, so there's a certain strand of friendship that runs through that, because it's a very, well, as you would know, it's a very nomadic life. You know, you go and make these little families for a short period of time, and then it falls apart, because that's the end of that experience for them, and they go off. And so it's nice to go back and work with somebody who you both admire their talents, but you have a friendship with.
And you've grown up
together. And they also are particularly kind of American guys. And I've written about a kind of American male. And I also have a very strong interest in you know, attractive people saying unattractive things.
Nice.
It unsettles an audience in a way.
Well, thanks for talking to us, Neil.
Oh, pleasure.
Really
appreciate
it. Good luck with the show.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to go. Can I go see it?
I'm afraid we'll have to draw the line there.
That was our interview with Neil LaBute. That went pretty well, didn't it, Mark?
Yeah, it went great.
It was nice to hear it again. Yeah. Now coming up, it's going to be me and you and Colonel Kent Jones and Brendan
D.W. McDonald
talking about holiday movies. It's 28 past the hour. You're listening to Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition, your daily wake-up call to arms on Air America Radio.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
I know firsthand what it's like to be a kid when your dad dies with no life insurance. So when I started my own family, I knew how important it was. So I called AccuQuote at 800-500-3353. They found me life insurance from a top-rated company, and they saved me a fortune.
This is Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. Since 1986, we've helped tens of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. A 50-year-old, less than $50 a month. 20 and 30-year plans are also available. And ask us about the new term life policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. So if you're thinking about life insurance or want to know if you're paying too much, write down this number and call 800-500-3353 and start saving money right now. Or visit us at AccuQuote.com. That's 800-500-3353. 800-500-3353. Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yeah.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You got to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
Do you even know where to get startup money?
My brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, igothere.com. That's the letter I, gothere.com. That's the letter I, gothere.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to IGotHere.com today.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl.
programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus, and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus, and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free, and that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
The truth is that liberals, they tend to, you know, make fun of country music. There's nothing wrong with country music.
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
When Bush goes to lay the wreaths on the unknown soldier, I hope the unknown soldier just kicks the top off of his casket and spits in his face.
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
I need therapy after this election. I'm just so distraught.
We're listening.
It's Morning Sedition. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Hi.
We're here with Kent the Colonel Jones, Brendan P.W. McDonald. We're talking holiday movies. It's very strange. I don't recall going. I don't have holiday movies that I see every year, but there are movies I do watch at least twice a year. And in my head, one of the great holiday movies is Crimes and Misdemeanors or Hannah and Her Sisters, which is kind of a family festival movie. But I don't have one in my head that's like a holiday movie.
Did those take place around the holidays, Mark?
Well, I remember that Hannah and Her Sisters sort of has a holiday dinner in it. But I don't, you know, it's weird, I guess, because I'm Jewish. I don't know. You know, outside of Apocalypse Now, I can't really think of a good Hanukkah movie. do you have ones that you see every year during the holidays?
Well, of course I do, because they are always on. You know, like you can't avoid It's a Wonderful Life. But
Yes, you can.
but you know, actually, though, Mark Riley, if you wanted to watch something that's equally sentimental but much better movie.
Yeah.
Shaft in Africa?
I don't know. Is there snow in that? Do they sing Jingle Bells?
I think it's something to do with cocaine. That's about as close to snow as they get.
Right. Oh, then Fargo's like a good Christmas movie.
Yeah. I actually have that down on my list. Yeah.
Especially when they put Buscemi in the wood chipper.
Yeah
that always puts me in the holiday spirit.
Because
right
you just
there.
Think there's a fire in the cabin. Yeah. You know, people are warming their hands.
But instead, it's a nice gift.
Let's have more eggnog and see that.
Yeah.
But Frank Capra made a great movie that I do watch, not every year, but I've watched it pretty regularly, and it's not thought of as a Christmas movie, but it's called Meet John Doe.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, with Gary Cooper.
That's a great movie.
And it actually kind of predicted the whole Janet Cook incident with the Washington Post, where she wrote the story about Jimmy. Do you guys remember that?
And Yeah.
And this was Barbara.
Composite.
Oh, yeah, no, she made up a character to talk about kids living in the ghetto.
Okay.
And that was in the 80s that happened, and she was blacklisted from journalism. Well, that happens in this movie, which is a Capra movie from the 40s,
right,
with Barbara Stanwyck as a reporter who gets fired and decides to, as on her way out, she's going to write a letter as this guy John Doe talking
right
about society's ills
right
and society's evils, and he becomes this hugely popular character, so the kind of
they got to go find one.
Right, these kind of faceless, corporatized, fascist guys running the paper decide that you need a placeholder, and they find this classic hobo.
Like, he was great. You know who was great? The friend that played harmonica.
Was it Walter Brennan?
Yeah, the little guy's like, I don't want nothing to do with this. Yeah.
Walter Brennan?
Brennan.
I love him.
And they turn him into an icon.
Yeah.
And then when he becomes exposed as a fraud, he completely degenerates, because you know he was just set up as a patsy, and it leads up to this scene where he's going to commit suicide on Christmas Eve,
like on an Empire State Building,
right yeah. I mean, really dark stuff, but at the same time like a holiday movie, so like that to me is my if I'm going to watch a holiday movie, you know, you're not just approaching the same love thy neighbor, give a gift with a bow on top
right
themes.
Yeah, how about you there, Colonel?
I like Ernst Lubitsch's
The Shop Around the Corner, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's, oh, that's
that
a
makes
great
me
movie.
Very sentimental, obviously. That's with Jimmy Stewart and Margaret Sullivan, and they work in the store, and the two of them are corresponding with each other. And
that's
they're in
what
love
You've
with
Got
each other.
Mail was based
and
on.
Fortune, yes, yeah. And ruined.
Right.
And ruined. But the original is fantastic, and that just makes me a gooey caramel. I love that movie.
Lubitsch did some great comedies, right? Yeah, he did To Be or Not to Be. And
he did To Be or Not to Be and Trouble in Paradise.
See, I'm still
spectacular.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everyone
if I saw
has
that
seen
one.
Trouble in Paradise.
Okay.
So good. It's about jewel thieves and it's hilarious.
I got it. Now I have to. I saw some of those in film class. I know I saw Lubitsch's To Be or Not to Be, and I saw the other one about the letter, the one you just mentioned.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful one.
Corner.
I got to think of something. I got to think of some sentimental movies. Riley, what do you got for holiday movies?
I don't watch holiday movies. I mean, High Noon is a holiday movie to me, all right? That was Gary Cooper.
We got a Gary Cooper
thing. Other than that, I mean, I don't even watch that many movies with snow in it. Somebody mentioned snow before. Shoot the Piano Player has some snow in it at the very end.
The Truffaut movie,
yeah. And that's one of my favorite films, no matter what time of year it's on. But other than that, I find holiday media to be generally pretty maudlin anyway. I don't listen to Christmas songs for the same reason I don't watch Christmas movies.
One of my Christmas memories, actually, because, you know, being Jewish, there was one holiday season where I did not go home, and I was literally in my apartment when I was in college in Boston. I had a half gallon of Robert Mondavi Red Table Wine. Ooh. I was by myself, and I watched Out of the Past with Robert Mitchell, which is a great movie.
Yeah, and fantastic. Kurt Douglas.
And Kurt Douglas is
so
great
good.
As the heavy. Mm. You know, and Mitchum just, like, has to follow this woman around the world for Kirk Douglas because he owes him a favor. Yeah. They sucked him back into this underworld,
yes. And
he falls in love with her, of course. And they both die at the end.
Yeah.
You remember, she shoots him while he's driving, then wrecks the car. It's a great Christmas movie.
That's it.
And I think that,
yeah.
that if any...
But that's the great thing about Mitchum is, like, he could be any, you could apply him to any scenario. You could be like, yeah, I want to watch an Easter movie. Let me put Robert Mitchum on.
Yeah.
Because he's a rugged guy, but then has this weird vulnerability at the same time.
Yeah, he's
awesome. A great Mitchum story is that there's this one time when he was in a bar.
Yeah.
And because he played all these heavies in that, this guy came into the bar and challenged him to a fight, you know, just getting right in his face. Yeah, I could take you, you know. Mitchum is standing facing forward watching the bar. And in the blink of an eye, whipped his hand around and grabbed the guy by the scruff of the neck and slammed his face to the bar, and the guy just fell over, and Mitchum just leaned ahead to the bar and went, he fainted.
Oh, is that the same story you knew?
No, I just love Mitchum because of the pot conviction, mostly.
Oh, he was one of the first big guys to get the pot conviction.
Yeah, but it just made him cooler in my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Surely didn't hurt his career much, did it?
Huh?
Oh, no.
Didn't hurt his career.
Between Night of the Hunter and Cape Fear, forget it. The guy is the man.
Night of the Hunter is such a great movie. So poorly directed, but great movie. I just found it a little flat. I know Charles Laughton directed it.
I think it's beautiful. I think the people, you're Mr. Film Noir here. I think you'd be all over that one.
I'm more. I think you're more film noir than I am. Actually, I thought it was okay.
I like the. I do love the film noirs. And
I thought it was a little too theatrically directed, but those are great. I mean, I'm not going to argue with that one. I like Night of the Hunter. I just think that the direction was a little flat. I don't think Laughton was by nature a great director.
He only made one film, and it's because of people like you.
There you go.
The guy was a great character actor. It's all right. You can bust me. But I remember the scene where the car is underwater and she's sitting in it as being but it was a little sappy for such a heavy movie. You got to admit.
Hey, wait a minute. Does The Hunchback of Notre Dame qualify as a holiday movie?
It could.
Sure.
Especially now that Disney has co-opted him.
Yeah.
Well, what about the current movies? I know Kent already got to see The Aviator. I did. I saw that yesterday. I was very impressed. Yeah. Now, I mean, not a Christmas movie, but coming out on the holiday season. That's a feast. There's a little of everything in that. There's history. I really loved it. But then I am an old Hollywood guy. I love all the old Hollywood stuff. I'm fascinated by it. This is the best movie about old Hollywood I've ever seen. Good performances, really compelling, and then really dark.
Better than L.A. Confidential?
Different. Oh, I loved L.A. Confidential.
Day of the Locust?
It's better than Day of the Locust.
Well, I would hope so.
Better than that, definitely. Oh, it's great.
But now DiCaprio shows up because
he commits.
Yeah,
as you say, commit.
Yeah,
commitment, importance.
Okay.
He commits.
Yeah, and he pulls it off.
I really, it grew on me.
I was going to go see it, but I didn't go to the screening because I had a. you know, I have things to do at home with my cats.
Cats, yeah.
I had cat issues. All right, we'll be back in a second. We're talking about movies. We'll talk about some of the some of this year's movies, about Oscar picks and what our favorite movies were this year after this here on Morning Sedition.
You're listening to Morning Sedition. It's not Marxism. It's Marxism. Mark Maron and Mark Riley every morning on Air America Radio.
Well, Mr. Quentin, I have your loan application here. I see you want to finance one of our big screen TVs.
Oh, yeah, I love that TV.
Of course you do. The thing is, your credit report has a few hiccups or bumps.
Bumps, yes.
What we call red flags or warnings.
You see, I can...
Actually, you have huge gaping chasms of incredibly bad decision-making.
Okay, okay, I can explain.
I mean monumental credit mistakes. I mean, phenomenally ridiculous. Laughable, really. I mean, oh, Mr. Quentin... I gotta frame this one.
Before you go for a loan, be prepared with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for just $14.95. It's the first step to getting the things you want. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
Sirius Black, escape from Azkaban.
By Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Expecto Patronum!
The year's most magical DVD.
Harry!
Includes a conversation with J.K. Rowling and Kaz.
The film, this is mind-blowing.
Exclusive, never-before-seen footage and loads of other magical extras.
That's not good.
Not good, brilliant.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Parental guidance suggested. Rated PG. Buy it on DVD.
Turner, keep the eggnog coming.
Hey, Santa.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. And what do you want for Christmas, Sonny?
I want a 65-inch widescreen TV with a big leather easy chair so I can watch all 21 college bowl games during Capital One Bowl Week with no hassles.
Ooh, watching Capital One Bowl Week with no hassles? I like your style, kid.
Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC and ESPN, December 14th through the Capital One Bowl on New Year's Day.
What's in your wallet?
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
I'm pleased to announce my nomination of Dr. Condoleezza Rice to be America's Secretary of State. During the last 4 years, I've relied on her counsel.
There's only you in my life.
Benefited from her great experience,
the
strength, the grace.
I guess you would say it was love at first sight.
My first love.
I'm very grateful to you, my dear friend and mentor. I am very much looking forward to joining the fraternity.
And now I'm honored that she's agreed to serve in my cabinet.
It is humbling.
I can't tell you how much I love Connie Rice.
He is one of the finest public servants our nation has ever produced.
I can't tell you how lucky I am.
No one else will.
It was my honor to serve alongside him.
And when we come together.
Now, that's an image that I particularly like.
Connie's true ambition is beyond my power to grant.
We have one future that binds us.
And Connie Rice is the right person for that challenge.
We're back. This is Morning's Edition on Air America Radio. That's Mark Riley. I'm Mark Maron.
Yes.
We're here with Kent the Colonel Jones.
Hello.
Brendan P.W. McDonald.
Hi.
We're talking movies. Now we're moving on to new films and this year's films. Now, I don't get out to see enough movies, obviously, because I don't have time at night and during the day I have things to do. But I did see Sideways, which I will put up right up there as my favorite movie this year, and Maria Full of Grace, I thought was insanely good, about the woman who was a heroin mule.
Right.
That is the most disturbing, beautiful movie I've seen in a long time.
Wow. I had meant to check that one out, but yeah. I'm right there with you with Sideways.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about that before. Mm-hmm.
I know.
How much we both like that movie. But I have to say, Mark, that was really one of the few movies this year that actually had any impact on me. I also like that Charlie Kaufman movie, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
I love that.
Yeah, I think that was his best
was really
script so far. Like he does a lot of good, interesting stuff. But that was definitely a good movie. But everything else, even stuff that had been pushed as like prestige products, seemed to just be wanting.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
That's the best part of the Sunshine of the Eternal Mind was just out of nowhere when the first car fell out of the sky.
Yeah.
That was like the best moment. Like, you know, right then it had me.
That movie had great dream logic.
Do you think it would have been better if Spike Jonze had directed it?
Not necessarily.
I like the Kaufman Jonze hookup.
I have total respect for Spike Jonze, but I think Michel Gondry did a perfectly good job with that.
See, I love when Spike's got a real sense of menace when accidents and weird things happen.
Oh yeah.
But Sideways, which you brought up to me, that I, for some reason eluded me, was that your first impression was like, you know, the guy was an alcoholic.
Yeah. Well, they're both addicts of some
right,
nature.
Right, but it's like me being, you know, an addict.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even think of that. I just thought it was like a couple of guys that I could know that were at that point in their life where they were trying, you know, at the end of their ability to rationalize or delude themselves as to who they really were anymore.
Yeah.
And I didn't even reckon with the idea that it's all about alcohol. And I must be stupid.
I didn't go there either.
You didn't?
No,
okay,
I thought it was two guys on a trip.
Riley's sitting this one out because he didn't.
I haven't seen any of them.
Oh wait, Riley. No, Riley did see as to my knowledge, Riley saw at least one movie this year in the theater. What was it, Mark Riley?
Oh, that was in a screening.
Yeah,
Team America.
There you go.
Let's hear your thoughts on that one.
It sucked.
I'm Roni. Yeah,
that
was very funny. There's a great little puppet of Kim Jong-il that everybody probably should see at least once in their life just to kind of embrace the cuddliness of Kim Jong-il.
It's a couple of moments in the movie. movie that I thought were great. There was a couple of moments. That song and also the speech at the award ceremony or whatever it was.
We can't repeat here.
No, we can't. It's dirty. But there was a couple of moments. And I actually like when he turned into a bug and went into the little car. For some reason, that kind of went right by everybody. But I thought that was one of the more creative moments of the film.
But I'm with Riley, though. I thought the movie was a huge disappointment.
Yes, me too. Yeah. I wanted to laugh a lot more.
Yeah, that was it. I was compelled to have some more fun than I actually could have with the product that they gave.
Because I can laugh at South Park. You know, I mean, my wife.
I really liked South Park. I was all prepared to like the movie because I really do enjoy, especially what is that, Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh?
Yeah, there we go with holiday stuff. That's the best.
That's TV. That's not film.
Even if you're a Jew, Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh, he's for everyone.
That reminds me, I have to buy my wife. I don't know if there's another South Park box, but every year Christmas comes around, it's either a Lord of the Rings or South Park or a Metallica related thing, a rock and roll doll. She wants an iPod.
Yeah.
I know she wants an iPod. Yeah. That's how much do those things go for?
Depends. Maybe $250, $300.
I'll have to. It's three or four. I'm gonna have to get that was Larson, Clutch Larson in the booth telling me three or four. I know I can't get the worst one. She wants the new game for Xbox. What's the
Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto. The one where
is your wife a 16-year-old boy?
Yes, I think it's she is.
Your wife is a 16-year-old boy.
It's all Metallica and, Xbox
and a subscription to Jugs.
Well, I think there's some days where she actually wants Jugs. my wife has said to talk to me about that occasionally.
Don't go along, Greg, with my Lord of the Rings trilogy box set.
There's a Christmas gift you'll both enjoy.
Exactly. But I discourage fake breasts. I discourage them. And I don't think she really wants them in earnest. But I think I can pull off the last Lord of the Rings, which is a sort of a, not a Christmas movie, but a fine thing to watch.
And I've now associated with Christmas because it's come out for the past 3 years on the holidays, and I've watched those movies off holiday, and they still remind me of Christmas time. I get the feeling that
Gandalf looks a little bit like Santa.
Yeah.
You can go there.
Yeah. And also, you know, just like a taller, slimmer, gayer version of Santa.
And also, is how I view Santa. But anyway.
All that sitting on the lap and everything.
And on some level, the whole Christmas story and the whole story of Christ is a fairy tale.
Here we go.
And what is he like to say, Mark? The myths that define people?
Yes. Exactly. Brendan's giving me some... He's popping me a little bit here, isn't he?
Zinger.
Taking a couple of hits from BW. All right, I get it.
Marin's down. Coming. He's down.
Look, I'm just a Jew who doesn't light candles. What do you want? What else you got on your little list there, Brendan?
Well, I mean, if people are going to get out to the movies this holiday, they're probably going to be inundated with the big ones. The Phantom of the Opera will be all over the press.
But when you mentioned it today, we were talking about it off air. I didn't even know about it. How do I not know about it?
I don't know. Well, maybe you're not in the whole Joel Schumacher subculture.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Wait, so it's a musical?
It's the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical.
What else is coming out?
Well, another big Christmas one that the studios are going to push is the Meet the Fockers, the Ben Stiller movie.
It'll be fun to see. I like watching De Niro and Hoffman. It's so rare you see them together. And when they did Sleepers together, I was so, I'm a big fan of those old Method Cats, you know. And I just, either way, I hope it's funny on some level.
Because she's taking some time off from sending us faxes to actually be in a movie, Barbara Streisand.
And she can be funny. I mean, she used to be kind of funny in a movie, no?
When?
All right, maybe a funny girl. I don't know.
Mark, just because the title said it.
She was funny.
She was hilarious and nuts.
Yentl was a disaster. You know what? She's not funny.
Funny, though. Yentl is funny.
For the wrong reason.
Right, but her as a dude, that's hilarious.
The yeshiva boy.
Man.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's the fax machine from the Streisand compound. Coincidentally.
We love you, Babs. We're just kidding.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if I... Maybe I do. Yeah. All right, well, here, write these down here, your Christmas marching orders. One, repeatedly refer to Christmas as Revive Our Floundering Economy Day. Two, have hot, nasty sex under the mistletoe. We can't let the red states dictate our lifestyle. Three, initiate full diplomatic relations with the island of misfit toys.
That's a good one.
Four, at the office holiday party, interrupt any possible hooking up between drunken co-workers by talking nonstop about the 2006 election. That's going to happen. Five, today's phrase, just drop it into conversation. You know what the special ingredient is in eggnog? Mad cow, man. man. Look it up. I'm not making this up. Wake up, people. What do we got coming up there, Riley?
Coming up, the Reverend Barry Lynn will be with us to talk about the holidays. And, you know, we had a little bit of a fracas a while ago. And we're going to let you know what actually happened during that fateful day when there was a big fight in studio here on Air America Radio.
That's tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, right?
All right. See you later, Riley.
See ya.
It's hard to be a Jew on Christmas. My friends won't let me join in any game. And I can't sing Christmas songs or decorate a Christmas tree or leave water out for Rudolph, but there's something wrong with me. My people don't believe in Jesus Christ's divinity. I'm a Jew. A lonely Jew on Christmas. Hanukkah is nice, but why is it that Santa passes over my house every year? And instead of eating ham, I have to eat kosher latke. Instead of Silent Night, I'm singing Hu-Hashtogati. And what the f*** is up with lighting all these f***ing candles? Tell me, please. I'm a Jew, a lonely Jew. I'd be married, but I'm Hebrew on Christmas.
Mark Maron and Mark Riley, Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
That's it, up on my knee. Okay, what's your name, little girl?
Chrissy, I brought you some eggnog.
Well, thank you. And what would you like, Chrissy?
First, I want a new dolly.
And that's what you'll get. Now let me try this eggnog.
And second, I want 3,000 cash back on.
Come again?
Remember, great deals like these and more can only be found at Kia's year-end event. Like $3,000 cash back on the 2004 Kia Sedona, the minivan with a 5-star safety rating and Kia's unsurpassed 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Because only Kia can offer stylish, well-equipped cars for a lot less than the competition.
And I want the dolly guaranteed for 10 years.
Yeah, well, I want buns of steel, but that ain't gonna happen either, Missy.
So hurry, Kia's year-end event ends January 3rd, only at Kia.
Cash back from Kia Motors America. 5-star safety rating achieved at NHTSA designated test facility and approved by NHTSA. Must take delivery from retail stock by 1305. See retailer for warranty and incentive details or go to Kia.com.